Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely.
Andre Mizrahi.
Hey, America, we are back on air. And it is Wednesday. Tangy Slush Wednesday. You know, this is the last day before this weekend. And this weekend is Benji motherfucking con. It is a lot going on in New York City. How you doing? If you don't have a plane, train, automobile, some kind of ticket, bitch, you will miss the madness this weekend. This weekend got a lot going on. But before we get to that, why was I watching Seniors Gone Wild today, bitch? When I mean it be old bitches doing funny ass shit, falling on their face and doing all kind of weird shit, it was really hilarious. But then you had to see the alligator. This alligator snapped this man and started flipping, bitch, while his hand was in his mouth. I said, no, ma'am. You could go on YouTube and pull up alligator, bitch, and it's their purpose. How the alligator have served, really served their purpose. But that was too much for me, too. But Seniors Gone Wild was really, really funny. It's just a bunch of old people doing funny shit, falling all like out of places and busting their head and all kind of shit. One senior got out of the car. He was driving. The cops pulled him over to the side and said, sir, you was doing something illegally. He said, no, you just messing with me because I'm over 80. Why the man went in there and took his cane and beat the shit out that cop? The cop had to get his girlfriend and they and grabbed her. I mean, you... He swung that so hard, you wouldn't even think an 80-year-old man would swing that cane that fucking hard. He tried to kick. Bitch, that cop really wanted to serve him, but the cop was really a good cop. So he just politely took him under arrest and took him to jail. The wife was gagging. She got all old, looking like I can't. That was some funny-ass shit. When I mean Seniors Going Wild was really fucking funny, it was hilarious, bitch. I don't do nothing but watch TV, and when I mean Seniors Going Wild and People Going Wild and all that cop shit, it be really funny. So here we go. Lessons with the Icon, Andrew Mizrahi and the legendary Kelly Mizrahi, as well as the legendary Jennifer Evisu. www.blogtalkradio.com/10ochops. Calling number 347-215-6820. Topic is Tangy Slush Wednesday. And the pre-collections ball report with Jasmine Couture. And you know what? We're going to bring Jasmine Couture online today to talk about this ball, because this ball is the talked about ball of the year. This is one of the talked about. Usually it'd be like three balls per year that is definitely talked about. And this is one of them. Definitely the first one that ever is giving out over $12,000 to $13,000 in one night at a ball. So everybody, yes, is basically coming to this ball in full force, bitch. So I definitely want to take her through, you know, questions and stuff of that, what's going on that weekend and stuff like that. So later on, we're definitely going to bring her on so we can definitely go through. And if anybody have any questions, basically, for the ball or for Jasmine about this weekend, definitely call in. So we're definitely going to talk about that, too. How you doing? And next week starts the $10,000. When I mean I'm going to run $10,000 in your brain, because if you do not have a spot, it's a problem. So make sure you get your spot. And definitely tonight at the Mini Ball Madness, it's Wednesday at Club 708. We're going to have our Mini Ball Madness. And at the same time, we are definitely collecting anything in the name of Selvin, just for the family, just to donate, because everybody family goes through stuff. So if anybody's coming out tonight, maybe you could throw a dollar or two or whatever, because everybody family, which they do have all the cures to, you know, for their funeral and everything, but we definitely want to help them in any kind of way, because that's what you're supposed to do when it comes to this like that, because you never know who's going to be in this predicament, and you never know who might need what. So we're definitely going to help Seven and his family with anything that we can get to donate. So hopefully everybody come out and help donate for Selvin's passing of his mom. And if I'm right, the funeral is from 6 to 8 this Monday after, you know, the weekend or whatever. So definitely, if you're still in New York at that time, maybe you can pay homage and come pass and, you know, pay your respects to Selvin's family and Selvin. And like Selvin said, please be a friend or be someone that's liked, because we don't need him coming out of his clothes saying the wrong person was at the funeral. You know Seven is mentally gone sometimes. What are you doing? But yeah, the mini ball tonight. So if you're coming through, please, if you do have it to spare, just pull out something out of your pockets to add, so I can take to New York City when I leave tomorrow night to Seven's family. Stuff of that. You know, thank you, you know. So yeah. And definitely all the $10,000 flyers will definitely be on the tables and everywhere this weekend for the Vogue One winner, $10,000. So definitely be looking out this weekend. And this Vogue is for everybody. It's for boys, girls, new way, old way, everybody. So, get into that. But yeah, let's go straight to New York City to see what the legendary mother is doing, Kelly Mizrahi.
Put your hands together for the bass, the real,
to the real.
Wait, hold on, wait, legendary.
The legendary, Kelly Mizrahi.
Hey, what's going on out there, honey?
What the fuck is going on in New York City?
Yes, honey, we are here, honey. We are 3 days away from the madness, honey. The ball is on, honey. We are 72 hours and counting away, honey. It's going to be some fucking madness, honey. Around this time next week, Saturday, honey, one of the schoolboys will be crowned $5,000 winner. How you doing?
Yeah. How you doing?
Yes, how you doing? How everybody doing in the chat room? How y'all girls doing? I'm in the motherfucking building, honey. It's Tattoo Slush Wednesday. The legendary mother is here, honey. I'm here to start my motherfucking shit, honey. I haven't read a bit since last week, bitch. So somebody needs to call on and read me, Miss Say. I need to let it out before Saturday, honey. So please, girls, call in and read me down so I can let it out before Saturday, honey. I need to vent, honey. I want to get it all out tonight, honey, so I can be a lady on Saturday. So come and read me down tonight. How you doing? You are stupid. Yeah. So what, Bingo, what you did today?
Oh, my husband, he got a little stomach bug. I had to take him to the doctor.
No,
and then that's it. And then I just came home and just been here in the house, just relaxing with the children, honey. You know, and that's it.
Oh, okay. That's so you ready for the festive weekend?
Yes, I am.
The Mizrahi National Weekend plus the ball. It's like a lot going on this weekend.
Yes, I am ready. I am ready for the weekend, honey. I'm going to get my nails done, my feet done. I'm taking my daughter with me. She's going to get her nails done. She's going to get her feet chiseled, bitch, say, get her chin waxed.
Oh,
get
she's
her
getting.
Back waxed.
You must be talking about Whoopi if you're talking about her feet chiseled.
Baby. Yes. She got to go get those feet chiseled, honey. It's Jason versus Freddy on those feet, bitch. She got to get
Whoopi, she is coming for you, girl. Whoopi, she is
yes.
coming.
She got to get those feet chiseled down, honey. Yes. Honey, we're going to get our feet and nails and eyebrows and stuff done tomorrow. You know, she got to get her back waxed. You know, she got a little hairy spot on her back. You know, they're going to wax
oh,
her out.
Oh, she is coming for you, Whippy.
Yes. She on the line. She listening, honey. She listening, honey. She in the building, honey.
I know what you mean because I got like three colors over here that need to change, honey.
Yes.
So you need to chisel something over here, and I need to get some paint over here.
Yeah.
I need some brown paint.
Yes, honey. Baby, it's gonna be a mess. Yes.
Yeah, this weekend should be cute. Should be real cute.
Oh, no, Wanda Lord, you have to wait until the ball on Saturday, honey, to see who is going to be. To see who's going to be mother and father. No, I'm not getting my toenails sawed, honey. They pull out the motherfucking, they pull out the big, you know, the motherfucking, what's that shit on? You know how that shit that they sand wood down?
Oh, shit, the sander.
You
I know
what
you're talking about.
I'm dead serious, Andre. When they, you go, I'm Andre. We might wait until you get up here Friday so you can go with us to the nail salon.
And oh, yeah, y'all need to wait so I can see what they're going
to
do with Hubby.
How they pull this motherfucking sander out and chisel this bitch feet, Andre. I be gagging, honey.
Whoopi, they be serving you like that, girl.
Yes, I be gagging how they be busting her feet down.
Bitch. No, ma'am, Whoopi. They said your feet is not human. Her feet can't look like Gail feet.
Yeah,
Gail feet is like 15 concrete bottles
Gail
feet, under the
seat. Gail feet look like anything like her face, baby.
Mm. Gail feet look worse than her face.
No, Miss Gail, no.
Now, and I swear Gail feet look two times worse than her face.
Oh.
Gail feet look twice worse than her face, bitch. I promise you.
Gail comes to New York this weekend?
No, she's not coming. Mm-mm.
Oh, baby. Because if Gail
but
was,
bitch,
if Gail was coming to New York, I had a mascot outfit I wanted her to put on.
Bitch, if she comes to New York, that's what you have to do is put her by the door. She's security, bitch. They'd be scared to come in.
Baby, you put that bitch by the door, bitch. Ain't nobody going to come in.
Oh, yeah. We need the ball.
Yeah. Nobody going to come in.
No, after you get to a certain amount of numbers, bitch, and you know no more people could actually fit in the building completely, you put her by the door.
Oh, honey. Yes, but I remember back in the days I went to the nail salon with one of my girlfriends, honey, and they told my girlfriend, me and her was getting our feet together, done together, Miss Thing, and you know, we both was femcles, Miss Thing. Lady was doing my feet first, and then the other lady finished, and she went and got in the chair, and the lady said, we don't do men's feet. We don't do men's feet. I was gagging because I was already in the chair. Honey, my daughter will gag. They give her that. We don't do men's tarantula. We don't do men's tarantula. But Switchboard, let's not waste no other time, honey. Let's go over to the other side of the bus and see how Miss Jenny doing. Jenny from the block.
Jenny on the block.
Jenny on the cock.
Jenny on the cock. I heard you, Whoopi. Jenny on the cock.
Do it. You're doing it well.
Hello.
Jenny on the cock. They were saying Jenny on the cock. Jenny on the cock.
Yeah, I was on one cock. I'm on only one.
I know that's right. One cock, not two.
I was having a discussion today, right?
Uh-huh.
As you slush Wednesday, you know Jasmine's going to be on the line. She's going to be talking about her ball and everything. But I was having a discussion today, really gagging at the discussion I was having. I'm not going to mention the queen's name. I was discussing this with it. It was me and like four other queens, and we was having the discussion. And the queen said they let people bust in their mouth.
Oh, my God.
I want to know from the queens out there, Miss Thang, how many of you queens let people bust in your mouth, Miss Thang? Is this a normal thing that you let people bust in your mouth?
Ain't nothing motherfucking normal about somebody coming in your motherfucking mouth.
One person, they said, they told me two different people did it. They said one person.
Now, I'm not going to lie. Somebody
busted your mouth before, Andre?
Bitch, you got to be crazy. I busted in someone's mouth before.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, you remember that? How you gonna remember that, Ginger? I mean,
and
Ginger.
Him on his way.
Yeah.
And I had to send that lady, bitch.
Yeah, straight from the
that
gym.
That just tell me if you let me bust in your mouth.
Mind you,
how many
you straight
other
from
bitches
the gym.
Have bust in your mouth, huh?
You came straight from the gym, and she wanted to come over.
Oh, no, that was the first time ever.
If you're my yahoo,
it happened like two other times after that, and I let them go too.
If you on my Yahoo, I'm not going to tell anybody that it was you, Miss Thing, if you hit me up.
But you know they give you...
Let me up and let me know if you have ever let somebody bust in your mouth or not, Miss Thing.
But Jenny, you know I'm fierce, right? So I got very... Wait, I have to let her know this. I got very... I got very... Sorry, Kelly. I got very, why did you let me bust in your mouth? Because that's, like, disgusting. It was
right.
Like, catch. I guess they didn't know what to say, so this is the line they gave. They got very,
no, it's just that I really love you so much.
But mind you, just like the first time we ever had it.
Right.
It wasn't like we was together. If you were together, don't get me wrong, because if you were together with somebody for years and if y'all did that, it's still nasty to me. But I can appreciate that you're with your lover that you've been with for a million years and you have... You know, you have love for this person instead of you meeting somebody and you letting them bust in your mouth for one day. You know what I'm saying? But they gave that line. I was like, how you gonna love me, bitch? You don't know me, bitch. You don't even know my last name, whore.
Say.
Oh, somebody hit me up and said... They said they hit me up and they said they did it twice and it tastes like orange.
Orange? dear God.
Yeah.
That's that acid.
It should taste like something globbed together, like, ugh.
Oh, Miss Nicki Minaj in the chat. Miss Nicki Minaj said, "I love nut."
Oh, God.
Miss Nicki, work for being real, Miss Nicki. Miss Nicki loves the nut, honey. Yes, honey.
And the only reason she's being real because they don't know who she really is, bitch. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's probably a lot of girls out there that love nut, bitch. But I think it's disgusting, honey.
Mistake, I don't even know how the girls like it in their mouth. I don't even like it on my body, mistake. Bitch, honey, that is, oh, my God, baby. Let me tell you something, baby. I had episodes, mistake, that I had to get up and run to the bathroom, mistake. Because I don't know, I do not like that shit on me, honey. It is disgusting.
Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
I don't really have a problem if it's on me, long as it's cleaning it off me or whatever. But you're not gonna. I'm not gonna lie. Like on me, long as it. Which one is for fool? Long as it's not in my motherfucking mouth, and long as it's not.
Yeah.
You know, if it's on anywhere else, bitch, I don't care because I can wash it off. But bitch, you're not going to put that in my mouth, bitch. No, ma'am.
Oh, mistake. Oh,
I don't even like pre-cum, bitch.
Mistake, somebody just hit me up and said, well, since we being honest, I'm going to be honest with you. Miss Cassandra Ebony swallows nut like no other.
You know what? Throw me down a flight of steps and call me cock-a-doodle-doo.
Oh, my God, bitch. Honey, oh, they said she swallowing like Tylenol. Honey. Bitch. Oh, my God, bitch.
You gotta go, bitch.
Oh, honey. Bitch, it's just too much, honey. I'm gagging at the girls, honey. The girls really do these things, mistake. I be gagging at the girls, honey. And then the girls be letting people bust up all in their face, mistake, and get facials and shit, mistake, and they think that's gonna give them a glow for the ball, mistake.
I ain't gonna lie. I think that's a little hot when you can bust up in a bitch face, though.
Oh, when you do it.
Yeah. But if I'm, don't get me wrong, if I'm with a lover and I've been with a lover for a while and they say, you know what, close your eyes, I want to bust in your face. Have fun, honey, as long as I can clean this shit the fuck off. Wow. It ain't going in my mouth. But
oh,
I was just like I said.
All dripping down your face and then it comes across.
You close your eyes and get a hot rag and clean your motherfucking face and get the fuck over it, honey. Shit ain't going in your throat, you all right, bitch.
Oh, no, Miss Nicki Minaj, I do not do golden showers, Miss Thang. I do not let nobody piss on me.
Oh, hell no. You pee on me, I'm going to punch you in your mouth, bitch.
I do not.
That's like that. Then if that's the case, you may as well shit on you after you pee.
The hell?
No, honey, I do not let nobody give me no golden showers. They gave the very Bubby Revlon, Cassandra, and Dante Aga love taking nut in their mouth.
They just hit me up and say Shoshana Mesa is on porn drinking camp.
Oh, my God. But I'm not going to lie. Once you do that one night, because, you know, every time I got it done, I never went back again to the same person again. But I ain't going to lie. It's really, like, kind of hot the first time it's ever done. Because you'd be like, oh, my God, you'd be trying to stop them. And then they just want to go full force and don't want to stop. And you'd be like, oh. And then you finally came. And you'd be like, ooh.
Oh, no.
You'd be saying in your mind, are you pregnant? No.
No, not even in the shower. I'm not going to let nobody come on me in the shower. That is nasty, Miss Day.
Water, you know, water don't really mix with fucking.
Uh-uh.
It irks me. It really irks me. It's like, let's get the fuck up out of here. This is a mess. It's like, I don't know. It don't work right to me.
Oh, no, honey. Hold on. No, honey. If anybody out there, you on the phone line, honey, and you have ever let, you know, you can make up a voice mistake, you know. If you have ever let somebody bust in your mouth or you busted somebody's mouth, feel free to press 1 at this time and tell us about it. 718-342, you're on the air on Tangy/Wednesday. What's your flavor?
Oh, no, I don't drink that, honey. I'll do that. I'm an old girl. No, I'm not catching nothing but a ball. No. You're not supposed to suck it that long.
That's cabbage. Give me that laugh.
That bitch said you're not supposed to suck in that long.
No, it was that situation, honey. You lick it a few times and let him pump your cat.
And let him pump your cat, bitch.
Yeah,
pump
your cat.
That answer is.
Come on. Did you not play that?
True.
No, she sucked it a little. You suck it a little, they fuck you a lot, Missy. Uh-huh. Okay.
That answer is. True.
Are you just sucking cock and just to get the party
you,
started, honey?
Because, bitch, you come in my mouth, I'm going to bite that bitch to fuck off, bitch. You ain't going to have...
I'm not going to say.
Hold on. My Q said he did it to someone and he got it on video.
Who said it?
DJ Mike Q. Oh, my
Ooh.
God.
Mike Q said he did it to somebody.
Mike Q looked like a freak.
He busted somebody mouth and he got it on video. Oh, my fucking God.
Is that
God.
The video from the village with Miss, well, never mind.
Oh,
that's like I said, I did it before, but bitch. But see, I'm the type, if you let me do it to you, I'm still not coming back. But at the same time, I'd be like, I'd be trying to push away, but they'd be paying it. Like, I'll take it, and I'd be like, yeah. And then they swallow all of it like it's soda or something. Like, the hell?
Oh, okay.
Like, it was really like a juice or something, bitch.
Oh, no, honey. You're not supposed to be eating no cock that long, honey.
Miss Thang, the girl, I don't know, Miss Thang, bitch. But I'm not going to name this queen, Miss Thang, honey. But, baby, this queen, Miss Thang, she sucked dick so fierce, Miss Thang. Bitch, she sucked dick in the name of Ambon. God, Miss Thang. She sucked this queen, honey. You know I know a lot of queens, Miss Thang. But this queen was in one of my bathrooms at one of my apartments, honey. I'm not going to say what apartment because then the girls would know the queen, Miss Thang. And she was sucking this boy dick, and when she finished sucking his dick, I went in the bathroom, bitch, and the shower curtain, the rod for the curtain was pulled down. That's how much she sucked that dick, bitch.
You are stupid.
She sucked that dick, bitch. I have to call motherfucking housing to come pick my shower rod back up, Miss Thang.
You want a gag, bitch? Jenny.
Yes?
Tell her, you want a gag? I got a girlfriend that we all know that she was getting fucked in the dark. The child was having foreplay in the dark. And the child reached over, and right, like 2 days before that, the child had a cold. He reached over and went to go put his finger. Catching what I'm saying is how old you know this story is. He went and dipped his finger in the Vaseline, and it was Vicks.
Oh, and Vicky veiled her pussy.
And from then until now, my girlfriend like a little touch of Vicks mixed with Vaseline. She liked the heat.
She liked the burning sensation.
She liked the burning sensation.
Bitch.
And we all know her.
Oh.
Honey.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Every last one of us on this phone know her.
Ooh.
And she liked the hot burning sensation in her womb.
Hiya. I'm jogging, honey. If there's anybody else out there on the phone, I don't suck dick, bitch.
You don't. Bite Cadillacs and drag them home, bitch. You know, just sit here and say you don't suck dick.
Let me tell you one thing, Andre. Let me tell you, Jennifer can vouch for
it. You might don't like dick, but you suck the dick in your life, bitch.
Oh, yeah, I have, Mistake, but I don't like
okay.
it. I don't like it, Mistake, because I don't get nothing out of it, Mistake. But my girlfriend, and I'm not talking about Jennifer, for anybody that's out there that's thinking I'm talking about Jennifer, but my girlfriend, Miss Thang, when I tell you,
will gobble it.
Miss Thang was sucking dick for 3 hours straight, bitch.
No, ma'am.
She was sucking dick, bitch. The dick could be jet black, bitch. When she get finished sucking the dick, bitch,
it's
it would be Puerto Rican.
Ooh.
Damn. That's how bad she sucked dick. She sucking the name, but she
sucked a golf ball through a hole.
Baby, she sucked the whole golf ball, Mistake. My girlfriend runs a marathon, honey. My girlfriend have dick in the living room. My girlfriend would have dick in the bedroom, and my girlfriend would have dick in the bathroom, and she would go from room to room sucking dick.
She's not too long for this world, honey. She keeps sucking cock like that.
Yeah, Mistake.
Her whole jaw gonna fall off, honey. You suck cock like that. Ooh.
sucking cock like that.
No,
you know,
actually, I'm not talking about one of my kids, honey. Ooh, I don't talk to my kids.
Jennifer,
about sucking.
I remember when you was a young, young, young little tender girl, honey. And one day we was out in the village. You got Miss Cabbage. Where you going? I got very excited. I'm going downtown. So you got very, don't you live in Brooklyn? I got very, yes. Honey, we used to go, all of us, me, Curtis, all of us, we used to go to Prospect Park.
My girlfriend, Miss Wendy Williams, says she sucked dicks for votes.
She did what?
She sucked dicks
for votes.
Bitch.
Oh, what kind
not
of
for not for pleasure. She sucks for votes, not for pleasure.
So that means she sucked a lot of dicks because she's in a good place right now.
Oh, baby.
Up for votes on the panel.
Suck on, honey.
What kind of votes on the panel?
They want to know what type of votes, Miss Wendy, honey. Oh, I'm waiting for her to hit me back, honey.
What category she wore?
Right.
So I know to pay attention to that one.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
Shit. Somebody just hit me up and said, well, Kelly, how much do you charge to let the queen suck dick in your bath, bro?
Ooh.
$20.
She charging to use to even pee, so I don't know what the going rate is for sex in that tea room.
Baby, I never, that's one thing I have never done, bitch. I never sucked dick in the park, bitch. Now maybe back when I was a young little girl, Miss Thing, on the project's roofs, on the pebbles, Miss Thing.
Pebbles.
Your knees be hurted afterwards, Miss Thing. But I never did a
Miss Kelly, you done sucked dick in the back stairwells, bitch. Don't try.
Oh yeah, I did in the projects, yes, I did, Miss Thing.
Especially the one that you grew up in.
So baby, let me tell you something. I'm gonna be honest and I'm gonna be real with everybody, okay? Let me tell you something. The reason that it's safe for the girls to pop up and
it's
down Harlem.
Kelly.
The reason it's safe for the girls to pop up and down Harlem around Jack Block, Miss Thing, the way they do, Miss Thing, and fag out and everything, because they know that I know all of them, because the boys know, Miss Thing, about all the boys I grew up with, and I played with them. So they know not to try to quit, because you know I would come out there and make a scene and hit them on everyone. Bitch, I put them on blast in front of everybody, honey. They already know, honey. I made an example out of one boy with his baby mother in front of the project building, bitch. I told her about that mole he had on his motherfucking dick. Are you doing? Bitch, I don't play.
Oh, darling.
Oh, Wendy said I walk real this, and I suck the dicks for the votes at the ball.
I figured that's what
more than likely that he's a schoolboy or butch queen, because femme queen really is no ma'am.
Well, no ma'am. No
ma'am.
Or maybe they polished a femme for votes.
Think about it?
They probably polished a femme for votes.
Oh, well, somebody hit me up.
Miss Perry.
Oh, no.
Somebody hit me up, bitch, and they named the builders and the projects, Miss Thang, honey. They said they be all up and down the polo grounds, honey. I know that's right, honey. I'll be in the PJs tomorrow, honey. I got to come and see my mother tomorrow. I'll be in the PJs. How you doing, honey?
Oh, you must be going to get coin.
Yes, honey.
That's the only time you go over there to see Miss Fanjula, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Is when you get a coin.
Oh, shit, honey. Well, I got 20 for you. And I got 50 for the queens coming in town. No shade. That's what somebody just hit me up and said.
Honey, for who?
Baby, I don't know. I don't know who they was talking about, honey, but that's what they just said, honey.
Oh,
mistake. Honey, oh, shit. Oh, bitch, Audrey, you out the gang at this one, Audrey? Audrey, are you ready for this, Audrey? Audrey?
By 2 o'clock,
because
you know
I gotta go past
Kinko's. Oh, he's. He gotta go past
Kinko's. By 2 o'clock. Oh,
shit. Pick him up at 2.
Yeah,
shut up.
Oh, my God.
Kelly got
Hold
a scandal
on.
For you, Andre.
What's
Andre,
the scandal? Well, what's up?
For this, bitch.
What's
they
up?
The person that said they suck dick for votes, they
mm-hmm.
gave the rate. They just hit me up and they gave the rate, yes, and I suck Milan Gasson dick. Plenty of times.
Go off! Milan calling. The girls are saying they sucked you.
Honey.
In confidence.
Oh my God, honey. The girls are Kiki. Yes. Hey, Mommy Visu, how you doing? Yes. Baby, I'm gagging at the girls. Wait, hold on. Wait, my screen, why is my thing opening up big like this? Hold on. Lighting. Baby, I'm trying to fix these. Baby, when I tell you I got so many fucking IMs that's popping up across my fucking screen, bitch, I'm gagging, honey. Send some IMs to Jennifer. She reads too. Honey, hold on. Baby, oh my God. Bitch, I'm gagging.
Mm-mm.
Okay, honey. Switchboard, do we have any callers, honey? Anybody out there, honey, and you want to step on the line, honey, and talk and conversate, honey? We got about 20 minutes before we bring my legendary sister on, honey, and she talks about her function, honey. So, girls, honey, get up on it, honey.
I remember my Tupperware today. It has four sections.
Oh, no, my girlfriend that was hitting me up about the sucking dick, she said she's looking for someone to suck her dick down.
Oh.
Said she got $50 for a girl that want to suck her dick. She said she's going to
49
at the Holiday Inn Express.
Which I just checked the boy. They do it.
Honey.
She's on 49th and A's at the Holiday Inn Express?
Yes.
49th and A's.
Yes, honey. Baby.
Have they improved it? Because it used to be a flea bag.
Yes. Oh, my God, honey. The girls is going in.
Tomorrow night starts the madness.
Hold on. My girlfriend hit me up that's in the hotel at the Days Inn. Somebody just hit me up online, and they said to ask you, how big is the dick? They say, you got somebody that want to come and suck the dick for that 50 girls. They said, how big is the dick? I'll be there.
Wait a minute. Is this Facebook Adam for Adam or motherfucking
Baby.
And Facebook can see it too, darling.
Somebody hit me up and said, remember the old clubhouse on 125th Street in the back where it was dark at?
Wow. Leave that alone.
Hold on. We got to call a private caller. You're on the air on Tangent Slush Wednesday. What's your flavor?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Andre. Hey, Jennifer. This is Kay.
Hey, Kay.
Hey, Kay.
What's going on? Let me listen to the radio and see what y'all talking about, and I'll see what y'all talking about.
Yeah.
Fucking cop.
Are you coming to play with the girls on Saturday?
I'm coming to play with the girls on Saturday.
Oh, I know that's right, honey. Yeah. I know that's right, honey. You get to tap the bitch you want, honey. The commentators does not pick the battle. You pick what little bitch you want, honey. Yes, honey. I know you're going to be in the building, honey.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the building. What's going on, Jennifer?
Ain't nothing.
Why you sound so sad?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm definitely getting ready for Saturday.
Okay. I know that's right.
Okay. But I got a question for y'all since y'all talking about sucking dick. Y'all ready?
Okay.
What dick wouldn't you suck?
Honey, I personally wouldn't suck a dick that's not circumcised.
No turtlenecks, no hoodies, no fleece, no top hats, no.
Amen.
Now that depends, because if you get over double digits, then the hood will pull back into a
hoodie will pull back.
I'm be honest. When I do it from time to time, the only way I'm going to do that, Mister, it gotta already be on his jacket, and I can't know. If I know it got a jacket, oh no.
That bitch said, if I know it got a jacket.
Honey,
no.
if he's got a jacket and he's dressed for dinner, you better eat. When he put it out of his drawers, darling, you can see the head. You can feel glory. Look what Lorraine done brought to me. And then again, Miss Kelly, I don't dance on that rhythm too long. It
oh,
gets
no.
a couple of swirls and a couple of, and then you know it goes right in my cat.
Hold on. Jennifer's Yahoo is MotherEVisu2006 at Yahoo.com. And for my girlfriend that's in the Polo Grounds that knows me, honey, the person hit me back and they gave the very, it's 10 and a half and it's cut. What you want? Honey, yes.
The girls have taken off. Please, I'm starting something in that polo ground.
What is this?
Baby.
Let's make a deal.
Yes.
That bitch said, what is let's
what
make a deal.
Baby,
you
oh
could you remember, Miss Kelly, you could be promoting death too. Be careful, dear.
Oh,
because they could
oh,
throw
oh,
a bitch off that
they
roof.
I love sucking cut big dicks and eating pussy. Work. I live.
What kind of pussy? Octopus?
Hold on, we have another caller, 917-693. You on the air on Tangy Slush Wednesday. How are you doing? 917-693, you on the air. Okay, yes. I'll be in L.A. next month for the awards for Honey and the Rumble. 312-662, you're on the air.
What's going on?
Who's this?
This Spider.
Oh, hey, Spider.
Hi, Spider.
Hi, how are you? Hey, Jennifer.
Spider.
Hi, Kelly.
Yeah, well, since we having a topic and you called in, you know I'm going to ask you, Spider. Do you like sucking dick, Spider?
No, I do not. I don't get into that.
You don't like sucking dick?
I don't get into that.
Do you like facials?
Hell nah.
Do you like come in your mouth?
Hell nah. That's a part of sucking dick.
Well damn, what the fuck you good for?
You said what I'm good for? You don't wanna know that.
You don't wanna do yes I do. Adi, let's go. You know I've been
we gonna have a 1-on-1 chat when I come to New York to visit you.
Yo, you know I've been waiting for this interview, honey.
We gonna have an interview face to face.
Okay.
I just added Jennifer on MySpace, actually.
Oh, okay.
I was just looking at your little shows.
Oh.
So how you been, Jennifer?
Jennifer.
Is Jennifer still on air?
Cabbage is falling out, honey. Cabbage, you all right, girl?
Cabbage, why are you falling out? Where's Jennifer at?
I'm right here. What happened?
Why are you not talking?
Spider was
oh, because I had clicked over. Somebody had asked me something.
Spider.
Oh, Spider, what you said?
I said, how you been?
Oh, I've been fine. I'm sorry. I'm chilling.
That's what's up. That's cool.
In cabbages. Bitch.
You got to catch the undertone.
You got to catch the what?
He didn't finish his statement to Miss Jennifer. Now, what else did you say, Spider?
About her shows.
That you were checking out. You had just accepted Jennifer on your MySpace page.
Yeah, I just added her.
And you were checking out her shows.
Yeah,
all
the
shows on performances.
Yeah.
You haven't seen some of her grand finales.
They up here too?
Her grand finales.
Oh, I want to see those in person.
Oh, that's what I was laughing at. You wasn't catching the undertone shade.
Baby.
Jennifer caught the shade and got off the phone.
No, I had been clicked over. I didn't hear anything when Kelly said.
It's going down in New York this weekend, honey. Mm-hmm. Baby, it's going to be a big thing, honey.
What is that?
How you doing? I had to go get my Spanish interpreter for that. Honey, bitch,
I'm
a fucking
switchboard.
Did y'all hear my Spanish interpreter, honey?
That was you, a switchboard.
No, that's my Spanish interpreter. Hold on, let me go get him again. Hold on. What do you say, Poppy? Come again, honey. Yeah.
Oh, Kelly.
Yes.
Somebody wants to know what the fuck was up with you and the face queen arguing at the Mesa meeting over the weekend. So that
Excuse
has to
me?
Be somebody that was at the meeting.
Who said that?
Somebody sent a message.
Oh, I don't know, honey. How you doing? Okay. Thanks, Spider, for calling in. I'll be waiting to see you tomorrow.
All right, I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Oh, y'all coming tomorrow?
Maybe. Yes. Spanish interpreter, please. 202. Hold on. 202-907. You're on the air on Tuesday/Wednesday. What's your flavor? Your mouth or your face?
Oh. I was called about the sucker dick thing.
Yes.
Okay.
It's no shade. I mean, I don't really like sucking dick, but the only people that can nut in my mouth is the trade, because they're not going to tell nobody.
What?
Ooh. Wait. You said the only one that will come in your mouth is the trade?
Yeah, so that has to be negotiated, but, I mean, that's going to be done before a butch queen, because the butch queen, they'll spill your tea.
Oh, so if they wouldn't spill your tea, anybody could come in your mouth?
No, that's not the tea. It's just better for the trade to do.
Oh,
how about, do you like
today's man
like,
is tomorrow's
hold on,
competition?
Hold on. Do you like tranny cock?
Hell to the devil. Damn. I like tranny cock.
He just said he only fucked with the trade in his mouth, and you go say, "Do you like tranny cock, bitch?"
Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in.
you like trade with a little pink streak down the middle.
Hold on, 404-422. You on the air on Tandy/Wednesday? What's your flavor? Your face or your mouth?
Neither or.
Okay.
But can I air somebody out real quick?
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah, I have.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Miss Anthony Kahn, Miss Anthony X Ebony. Hi, Andre, this is Noel.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Yeah, I had to say for a fake-ass mother, for dirty bitches that when I leave out of town for them to wear my drawers and my new shit and then try to throw it back in the bag, bitch, with tags on the bitch, you're nasty. And, bitch, you can get whoever you want to go get because, bitch, you can't see me.
Did you rip his clothes up? I heard you ripped his clothes up.
Oh, no, girl. They wasn't his clothes. Those was my clothes that I gave him. I ripped up.
Oh, so because he... Cause, girl, let me let it out. He came over here today, but he left. He went to New York or whatever. But he said that you ripped up all his clothes. And I was like, well, why did y'all rip up? I said, was y'all dating? He said, no. She's just mad because I kicked her out.
No, she didn't kick nothing out, honey. I left because she's a dirty, filthy, nasty bitch. That's why.
Ooh. Well,
so
okay.
When bitches get up on their game, these wannabe legendary girls, they're tired, honey. With your fake ass face and your silicone face, ma, get up on your game because you're tired.
Well, you heard this from the person herself, Noelle,
yeah,
Anthony.
It's
so
me,
if you got something to say, Anthony. Huh? Go ahead, Noelle.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm in Atlanta, so she wanted to see me. There's no running, no hiding. She keep making up excuses. Don't make up excuses, ma. You know where I be. It's no talking. So stop wearing people's drawers, honey.
Noelle, are you coming to New York?
Oh, yeah, I'll be in New York. I'll be at the ball. The bitch don't bother me, honey.
Oh, the girls just hit me up and they gave me, she's already in New York already, honey. So Anthony,
oh, well, I'll be there. I will be
Anthony,
there. She's,
Anthony Ebony, call in, honey. The girls got you. You wearing girls' drawers, Mr.
I'll
call
be
in.
On the line, honey. Wait.
Ooh, yes, really, yes. Stay online, Anthony. I need this in my life.
Yes,
it's fine, Anthony.
Noel, we're going to put you on hold.
Anthony
Ebony.
From Atlanta.
He used to walk face for the House of Khan, and they kicked him out of the House of Khan. And
yeah, and then she tried to go to Mughal, and they kicked her out of there, too. She's not fat. She's tired.
Oh, okay. Well, Noel, we're going to put you back on hold. I'm going to scroll through my Yahoo Messenger and see if Anthony's online, honey. And see if
you know she is. She don't got no life, honey. Go ahead.
Okay, so we're going to put you back on hold. Switchboard, put Noel on hold. Don't disconnect him. We're going to try to find Anthony, honey. I want to get to the bottom of this. The girls wear other girls' drawers. Hold on. I'm scrolling through
my Yahoo. Well, isn't that way?
Hold on. I'm scrolling through my Yahoo Messenger right now. Hold on. Hold on, Switchboard. I see that number. I'm coming into it.
Oh, they calling Anthony on my home phone, on my cell phone.
Oh, are they calling Anthony on the cell phone? Hold on, because
I'm scrolling down. Yeah, Spider calling him now.
I'm scrolling down to the Ebony's list, honey. No, but he's not online on the Ebony's list. He's not online right now.
He might pick up.
Somebody call him, honey. We got another caller while we wait to get Anthony on the line to get his side of the story. 267-206. You want the air on Tandy Slush Wednesday. What's your flavor in your mouth or your face? 267. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. 267.
Hello?
206. You on the air?
Oh, wait. I got Anthony on my cell phone. He said he can't get through. Switchboard, do you want to call Anthony?
Hello.
Oh, shit.
Okay, we're going to call you, Anthony, okay?
Hello.
All right.
Yeah, honey, Abby, we have some
people
talking. Baby, it's about to get fierce up in here, bitch.
Whenever you're ready, I'm gonna hit switchboard and give switchboard.
While we're waiting, happy birthday shout out goes to Quincy Icon, Bam, and Nadia Milan. Happy birthday.
Really?
Oh no.
Well, baby, somebody needs to clear up their background. If your background is large, I need to clear up your background, honey, because it's too loud, honey. Oh, we gonna get Auntie on the phone, honey. She wearing the girl's drawers and things and all types of things, Miss Thanks. Honey. Bitch. Honey.
Yeah, Switchboard, that's the number. So whenever you're ready, Switchboard.
Ooh, how you doing, honey? This show is about to get messy. Hurry up, Anthony. Hurry up and get Anthony on the phone, honey. We only got 9 minutes before I bring my sister on, honey.
Get out of that.
Well, Jeff, Noel came up here and got it real hot.
Hello?
She was
Anthony,
on
are you
Anthony?
There?
You said what?
Anthony, Noel came on and said you was wearing his drawers and all types of things, and you got silicone in your face, and you ain't got face. The Mugliers ain't see you. The cars ain't see you, and all types of shit. What the
no,
fuck
he
is
said
going on?
He said he wore the new drawers with the tag on it, then put the tag back and put it back in the bag.
Right, that's what he was getting at, honey.
What?
You wore her panties.
First of all, I'm not going to get on here reading and stuff because it seems like every time I get on this radio show, and like, it's some big mess go behind it. So I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to say this only. First of all, I wasn't wearing her underwear. I don't know what she's talking about. She's mad because I kicked her out of my house that I pay rent at. She's mad because she's a nasty faggot that came from fucking New York. She didn't have nowhere to stay, so I got an apartment. She came and stayed with me and laid on the floor. She's nothing but a nasty trail whore that run around and fuck everybody's man. First of all, that was my child, and she tried to turn me. I mean, but it is what it is. I mean, she's out of my house. Now she's on Brett's floor, so, I mean, let her be done. I'm not happy, huh?
Oh,
what? She don't got nowhere to stay. I do. So, it is what it is.
Well, okay.
Noel?
Hey.
So now you're sleeping on Brett's floor?
No, honey, not sleeping on Brett's floor, honey. No, I'm in the hotel, honey. I'm in the hotel, honey. I'm in school, honey.
Oh, no.
You got a lot like that, honey.
Where are you at school at?
I'm at Clark University.
Girl, you just said Christopher Clark University the other night. I mean, when you before you left, girl, stop lying to everybody to make you yourself feel bad, bitch.
And you ain't nobody to lie to, honey. You didn't. You wore the drawers with the tags because you needed them, and you wore the clean drawers that was in my box, honey. And as far as anybody sleeping, that was. And you bragged your roommate, honey, because you couldn't support yourself. And second of all, bitch, you're tired, you fuck everybody, and you slept on Tokyo cover, left. I'm everywhere, all on the stains, bitch. You're dirty, you're nasty, your butthole is tired.
Really?
Girl,
really?
It's
I'm gonna fuck both of them up. You said your butthole is tired.
When I was gonna beat your ass earlier, you would not come to.
I'ma see you when I see you, bitch. And when I see you, I'ma see you.
Okay, but hold on. Y'all can see everybody when y'all wanna see everybody. But you gotta see everybody because I know the first time y'all gonna meet up since this altercation is on Saturday. So you can see her on Saturday.
At 6:30.
But you gotta see everybody at 6:05 outside of the venue. Because no fighting is gonna go on in the venue. Or I'ma have to bust somebody's ass. No,
you gotta go 4 p.m. outside or 6 a.m. 6:05 outside. How you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Make sure you wait. Let me get my Tupperware first.
Hello.
Okay. But I'll talk to you after the show, Anthony. You call me after the show. Noel, thank you for definitely calling in. It's definitely time that we have to change our topic now. So I want to thank y'all for definitely calling in. It was cute having y'all on the show. Okay. Whoever got that background is too loud. Andre, is that you?
Yeah, I just fixed it. Go ahead.
Okay. Somebody's background was very loud. Okay. But at this time, we definitely have to convert over into our next topic. And our next topic is definitely going to be Switchboard. As you're playing the commercial, can you please definitely get my legendary sister, Jasmine Couture Mizrahi, up on the line, honey, as you play the commercials, and I run down the other mini grants and the rest of the rules of the categories. Okay.
Andre, what Noel is that?
Cabbage, are you staying with us through the interview with Jasmine?
Yes.
Cabbage? Was that Cabbage or Jennifer?
Of course.
She's
okay,
here.
Okay. So, Switchboard. Okay. Switchboard, please play the commercial, and then after the commercial, I'm going to make I'm gonna make some announcements, and then we're going to go straight into Jasmine.
Jasmine Couture presents the Collections Ball. Class starts Saturday, October 17, 2009, at the Lab in New York City. After many months in the making, the category is here. Schoolboy Realness for $5,000. Which schoolboy will make it to the top and walk away with a $5,000 grand prize?
Mm-hmm.
That's not it. You asked for it, and here it is. The after school cat fight. Female figure performance for $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
No production, no props, just bring it. That's October 17th in New York City. For more info on all the categories and other mini grand prizes, please visit myspace.com/Jasmine's Collection.
And don't forget that night, open to all European runway, $500. Twister versus Sister, $500 is a potluck category. All Twisters and Sisters will pay $5 into this category. Butch Queen Face, $500. Team Realness, $500. Femme Queen versus Big Girl Face, $500. And don't forget your grand prize. Schoolboy Realness for $5,000. Female Figure for $5,000. And all the rest of the categories are cash and trophies. At Andre. Hello.
Everything
Larry
say,
and definitely anything you say. So I'm
listening.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Who are you reading?
You're talking, and I can't even talk because you was talking.
Who, me?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, and don't forget to all you mothers, fathers, and overseers that's definitely out there. You have another hour to definitely hit my legendary sister Jasmine Couture Mizrahi up with the green dot card for your tables, because tables are going to be purchased tomorrow, and whoever does not purchase a table, your house will not have a table. The Lab do not support tables and chairs anymore, so tables and chairs definitely do have to be rented. So if you do not have your money in for your tables or your chairs, your house will not have a table or chair. Do not expect to come to the door and that you can buy a table at the door, because it's not going to happen, because tables are being brought into the Lab, honey. There will be no fighting, no carrying on, or any such at this function. Everybody needs to come out and have fun and Just enjoy yourself. It's going to be a lovely venue. My sister have a whole bunch of alcohol for y'all, all different types of mixtures of drinks and jello shots and all different types of things for you girls. So definitely do come out and have fun. And my big fat girlfriend, Miss Cabbage, is definitely going to have some food because she said she's cooking for Miss Jennifer. And we're definitely going to be ordering some food. So girls, definitely do come out and have fun. And at this time, I would like to introduce my legendary sister to you girls once again. That motherfucking money-making bitch herself, the legendary Jasmine Couture Mizrahi. How you doing?
How you doing?
Such a promoter,
yes.
Kelly.
How you doing?
Huh?
You're such a promoter.
Oh, thank you. I do. I love it. So what's going
Everyone's
on? How
loyal.
You
doing?
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hey.
Good night. Good morning.
Good evening. Good. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, Jazz.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, everyone. Hi,
Jasmine. Hi. Hi, honey.
Who's that?
Andre.
Oh, hey, Andre.
Hey, Jasmine.
Honey, how can we act like we don't speak like 10 times a day?
Okay, I probably speak to this lady about 30 times a day, honey. The first thing I want to know is what is going on with Best Dress? Is that Best Dress Spectator? Is that Best Dress and you can still walk other categories?
You can walk other categories. It's just Best Dress.
Okay. That was one of the first things. One of the second things
is... not two separate categories, but it is two trophies. For the male figures and for the female figures.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, and one cash.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry for the people that feel that they shouldn't have to battle the female figures. I'm going to make it up to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Why should you, nobody else?
So, Jasmine, after all this planning, promoting, are you excited about... The day is finally arriving. Are you excited to see what the school boys have in store for you?
Whose background is that, Andre?
Me, I'm washing clothes. I'm sorry.
Did you take the tag off your underwear?
Wait a minute. What'd you say, Cabbage?
Did you take the tag off your underwear?
I have so many pairs of underwear, it don't matter. I would have just gave her them.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, I'm
okay.
Here.
Yeah, Jen. I'm kind of excited. You know, I wanna. I don't wanna say I can't wait till it's over with, because I look very forward to seeing the ball itself. You know, it's like I'm just as hyped as a lot of other people. I wanna see the outcome and stuff. So it has been a long road, and I'm glad it's finally getting here. So. But, you know, at this time, a lot of people say, I just can't wait till this is over with. I can't wait till it's over with. I just can't wait till it starts. That's my thing.
Right.
I really look so forward to seeing a lot of the categories and, you know, just getting the show started. And
right.
Hopefully, you know, everything running smoothly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So out of the mini grand categories, what's one of your five mini grands are you excited to see?
The one I'm most definitely interested in seeing, because I'm kind of like old school and I love creativity, so I want to see how creative the runway girls are going to be. You know, I want to see what they're really going to put into that, so I'm looking forward to seeing that category. All of them I really look forward to seeing, but definitely the runway based on creativity. The big girl category versus the small girl based on, you know, face and, you know, the fact that, you know, I love face categories and stuff, and I look forward to that as well. The team realness category, I've got a lot of calls about that and a lot of inquiries about that, so I look forward to seeing that, because, you know, one thing I think the ballroom has lost is, you know, when people unite in categories, the team categories and as the house categories. They used to walk it strong back in the 90s, but they really haven't done it, you know, this year. And I love when they get together and do that, so I look forward to that one as well. And, of course, the scandals with Butch Queen Face and You know, the Twisters and the Sisters as well, you know, for the performance girls. But definitely a runway, I would say.
I know, that's right. The children are definitely coming out for these categories, honey. I know the children have been buying feathers, making they duck costumes, making they giraffes and they zebras and they elephants and all types of fucking things, honey. The girls are coming to fuck through, honey. I can't wait, honey. I hear the girls is coming out of bird cages and everything, honey. Edge.
What categories are you guys looking forward to seeing?
I'm looking forward to seeing the female figure 5000 performance, female figure face, the creative runway, and my favorite, fag out.
Oh, yeah. I definitely brought the fag out back because that was, again, one of the categories that used to be cute in the 90s as well. So
yeah.
When Ronnie Moschino and, you know, Salvin and all them used
and the Jordan girls.
So mm-hmm. That was kind of cute. I love that. And I also am looking forward to the, you know, the up and pumps and, you know, the whole wacky mismatch and stuff that they got to put into it. I want to see how creative they're going to be with that. I try to put a lot of creativity in some of those categories, so I want to see that as well.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of categories I want to see. But you can really give me any femme queen category, and I'm living.
Okay.
Some reason
I can't wait to pick a performance, honey. I hope Miss Mika and Miss Deja and Miss Cherie, the girls come out.
I just hope it'll be a nasty, nasty battle.
I want to see. You know who I'm waiting to see come out now that she's now that she's all grown up? Miss Kelly Blahnik.
She is all grown up. She looks cute too.
Yeah. What is she now? She's not a blonde garçon.
I think she's a garçon. Yeah.
I'm waiting to see. I'm waiting to see what she got to give.
Hold on. Cabbage or Jasmine? Some one of the younger kids just hit me up online. Y'all, please explain to them exactly what fag out is.
Jasmine, you want to do this one? Okay. It's like being an eccentric, feminine man. It's like you can wear
flamboyant.
You can wear a mustache and beard, and just the way you're dressed and the way your hair
like very in living color.
Right. Exactly.
Them two queens that were sitting in a chair.
Flaming sissy.
Yeah, flaming fag.
Just anything that just makes you faggoty. Just
mm-hmm.
Over the top.
Very over the top.
Ooh. And how many times? I think I walked this 4 or 5 times over the top.
Miss Cooler used to walk that faithfully this thing with her McDonald uniform on and her sun visor.
And I think this one will be kind of cute. I think this one will be kind of cute because, you know, it's like in the whole theme of they're that queen in high school that's running for class president. So, you know, they're the ones that's running down the hall with the banners, vote for me, and, you know, trying to get everybody to vote for them for class president and stuff. So I think it'll be kind of interesting if anybody really walks it. I really hope someone steps up and walks it.
I know a lot of people are going to walk it. Yeah, I give it no less than 5 people.
I give it more than that.
Mm-hmm. That's just a no less
than
five.
Because there's some sissies that are just terrible sissies.
Every day, terrible sissies. I had that same category in Dallas, and they went crazy.
Oh, yeah,
did they walk it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there was like about 5 or 6 of them hoes up there. Yeah.
It's going to be like, it's always been like a category that comes seasonally, like hair fair.
Yeah.
Hair fair is something we haven't seen in a while.
Where you at is where hair fair. Because Baltimore and D.C. hair fair is a thing, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Here in New York,
you know.
No, here in New York, it's not a really big, but in D.C., yeah, them girls don't play with that curling iron and that stiff.
And Baltimore. Well, you know, Baltimore, there's a hair state, too, honey.
It's a hair state, honey. Them bitches will place on a bald head, they'll place a whole full weave. Yes, sir. So, there's a lot of categories that need to come back. Like Models Magazine Face.
Yeah, they don't even have that.
But now they don't have, there's no reason to have Models Magazine Face because everybody paints.
Maybe some of the girls that pay Navy got fake.
Ooh.
Maybe some of the
new girls. Topic. We got to talk. That got to be a 24-hour topic.
You go, Kelly.
All right, baby.
That's another day, Kelly.
Okay. Except for Whitney Mugler, because she's the unspoken face to me as a butch queen in the last 10 years. Name another face that you would like to see win.
Josh.
Milan?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Jeremy Revlon.
Yeah, Jeremy Revlon, the dark-skinned child, Jaden Garcon, Miss Thing. I love a face child, Miss Thing, and then they can come out, Miss Thing, and they can just give you wash face, Miss Thing. You know, they can put the paint on and still sit, but when they take the paint off, Miss Thing, they can still give you face. I love that, Miss Thing. I will give my vote to an unpainted child over a painted child any day.
But you know what?
I used to say
the same thing, but if you paint the right way, you won't even look like you're painted.
And you know, to me, you know who's a bitch that she gives you what you want. I'm not saying she's the best face, but she's the best face that you have. That she's one of the girls that you do want to play with, because she's gonna give you what your category look for. Mother Jason, motherfucking Escada, darling. She comes up with a stunt. Don't you be no fool about that lady. That whore come up with a stunt. Blue hair, whatever the case might be. When y'all call her, she gives y'all that pie.
She sells well too. She knows how to sell it.
Yes, she does, and she brings you when she comes in, she brings you what the category called for over the top.
Ryu also.
Oh yeah, Miss Ryu, it's about time for her to shine. It's about time because.
The Ryu comes though.
Yeah, she comes.
You know what I want to see? You know what category I want to see? I want to see Butch Queen face for $5,000, Miss Thing. You have to come up there with a fucking mint julep mask on, Miss Thing, and you have to wipe it off in front of the motherfucking judges, bitch, and it's fucking face. I want to see how many Butch Queens is on the back of the runaway then.
Oh, you are so shady.
Miss Thing, I think it'll probably only be 5 girls on the back of the runway.
I'll say 10. Why? Because 5 of them gonna find a way where they could paint the face on, then put the julep on top.
Honey,
only thing they gotta do is just put spritz it in the bathroom, let the steam soak it in, and then put the mint julep on, and then the mint julep will wash right off.
No.
They'll find a way.
They'll find a way, honey.
Wash face for 5,000 queens, Miss Day.
So that means that what you're telling me is that they have to wash their face in front of you.
You have to wash their face in front of you, bitch. They have to put the mint julep mask on their face. They have to take the mint julep off in front of you, bitch, and then take some type of cleansing soap and wash their face in front of you, bitch. And then after they do all of that, bitch, they smile to the motherfucking judges, bitch, and it's face, bitch, of a lasting motherfucking color, honey. Face.
You're wishing on a star, dear. That'll
but
never
it's
happen.
Girl, it's, I give you about 5 girls that can do that, Miss Thing. Other than that, see it.
I give you more girls than that can do it.
Yeah, I think it's more than that.
I think some girls can do it. They just paint just because, you know.
There are some girls that just paint because it's the
just
end
because,
thing to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That bitch.
Some girls look better with no paint than when they paint.
And they still put paint on.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. That bitch in the chat room, you're going to be that bitch. Keep it cute. Don't come for me because I sent for you. I got a lot of motherfucking venting to do tonight, honey, so I can let it out tonight before Saturday. So if you want to play, let's motherfucking play. How you doing? Yes.
There's a lot of chasing.
But Jasmine.
Huh?
Jasmine, are you there?
I'm here.
So are you ready? Are you ready to get to New York?
I'm tired now and I got a 6 o'clock flight, yeah.
Okay.
6 o'clock in the morning?
I'm out first thing in the morning.
Oh, poor thing.
Yes, we are.
Cabbage, you funny.
Yes. Cabbage is really funny.
I'm not 14, 6 o'clock in the morning, honey. That's not cute.
Hold on. I got some questions for y'all.
Wait, hold on, Jasmine. Somebody just hit me up. One of the Butch Queen faces, I'm not going to reveal that name. They name Miss Thing, but they just hit me up, Miss Thing, and they said they love that category, Butch Queen face, wash face of $5,000. They said they would be on the back of the runway for that category. Go ahead, Jasmine.
That person that hit you, can they walk it?
You know, the last person I seen walked it that was really that was Kareem. Used to be excellent. Now Milan.
He Milan now?
I think he is, yeah. Kareem from Philadelphia.
I know you're talking about.
Yes.
I know that lady. Her and Chicken used to walk together.
Yeah. Now she didn't have face to me.
I thought she was kind of sexy in a skinny
way.
That's
all she was. It wasn't face. Sex.
Yeah, I think
face is two different things.
That is true, but yeah, I always thought she had a sex appeal, though.
She had sex appeal. She was
to be a skinny little queen, because she was a skinny queen. She was a skinny thing.
She was.
Rucker Revlon just hit me up, and he said, tell Jasmine, Andre, Cabbage, Jennifer, and Kelly I said hi, and Jeremy can walk that wash face for $5,000.
And talking about the Revlons, last week, just to get up the topic for 1 second, last week we was talking about Tony giving up the overall father position to Jose Revlon, and that's not true because I just got off the phone with my father, and he said he definitely is the overall father of the House of Revlon. So I just wanted the world to know that that was a mistake that we heard.
How did he send this? I don't have no money on my account.
What are you talking about, girl?
Oh, somebody just sent me a picture.
Wow.
Wow.
And so, hold on, because, you know, I done started some shit, bitch, and we done got off the topic, honey. And some of the girls down hitting me up, and they gave the very great example for that category, the Shade Fest Ball 93.
Yep.
So what about Exotic Mugler and Brett J. Exotic Mugler?
Exotic Mugler is a cute little thing too.
Yes, Exotic. But you know who is that? That what's his name? Jaden Garcon. That child is a lovely dark skinned child, Miss Thing. He is so fucking lovely, Miss Thing. I see it for him. I see him walking the tip.
You know who could walk that and don't even walk no more, really? And they would cringe if she was at the back of the fucking runway, and she don't even walk anymore. And she never really made her name because she walked a few times, and she was a Mizrahi. Then she became a Balenciaga, and I don't even think she walked no more, period. You
okay,
know what I'm talking about, girl?
We're waiting for the name.
Macy Kahn.
Macy's Kahn, yes.
Dwayne, yes, Dwayne.
Yes,
he's from Staten Island. When I mean he's drop dead gorgeous with no paint, bitch, I could definitely see her at the back of it. She don't even. They used to call her Little Whitney.
Yeah,
but she doesn't even live for the ballroom scene like that.
Yeah, she comes out when she comes out when Yancey comes out or whatever.
Yeah.
She comes to Atlanta a lot, but she don't even walk the balls anymore. She comes out and she's still eating it though. She's still sitting.
Yeah, Macy's kind.
Yep.
Tokyo Jay-Z.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, Tokyo's Jay-Z got skin too, bitch.
So we don't change the topic. Honey. We're supposed to be talking about Jasmine and the ball.
Jasmine said she had questions for us, and then somebody took off from...
You know, wait, hold on.
Yes,
you know what? You know who I would love to see on the back of the floor, Miss Thing?
Look, there she goes.
She's still doing it.
Hey, hold on. You know who I would love to see on the back of the floor again, bitch? Hey, I bet you agree with me, bitch.
Brian Infinity. Brian Infinity.
Jasmine.
What?
Yes.
What?
Honey, the girls said they would love to see you on the back of the floor, Miss Day, and beads and feathers and all that motherfucking 20 inches of motherfucking maid you got throwing it around and selling it, bitch. How you doing?
Oh.
Really?
Yes. They just hit me up, honey. The girls in here.
Jasmine didn't hit a ball in so long. If she wasn't in the back of the floor, she might just bust out laughing, bitch.
Keep me bitch, they're like, what the fuck?
I see that happening about.
Keep me back there, like, just falling out. They'd be like, what the fuck is so funny?
he's laid out comfortable.
So what was the questions you had to ask us, Jasmine?
Cabbage, who was you beating up on YouTube?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Self-destruction.
Cabbage is beating bitches up on YouTube.
I don't know what you're, I don't do that.
You got to say, what year was that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. What occasion?
Well, you got to go, YouTube wasn't out that long, so.
They might have saved it and put it up. Did she have a scalpel in her hand?
Jenny.
Huh?
It was just some man that was harassing me coming out of the club.
Oh, recently?
Okay. Yeah, not too long ago.
Wow.
You beat somebody, Cabbage?
Uh-huh.
Oh, chow.
And only because this function is yours, I ain't going to beat another bitch, but I'm going to get her right after your function.
2605, it's confirmed.
I wanted to touch up on a couple of things about the ball this weekend, so I want to, take it to a little serious note. One of the things is, let's see how I even start. I need all the schoolboys in the building by 6 o'clock. They know about this already. I've told them. I told their house leaders. I want them in the building no later than 6 o'clock. That's like mandatory. They need to be in there, or it's gonna turn into like disqualification and shit. So they definitely need to be in the building no later than 6 o'clock. The reason why I'm telling them to be there. It's because I want them to be able to get into the building, bring their stuff in, have a comfortable area they can prepare in, and not get caught in the crowd. One thing that I'm not going to do is get up and go to the door and try to fight through a crowd to pull people inside. The type of inquiries and the talk about this ball is kind of like on the same magnitude as the Capitol Awards ball was back in March. And if anybody, people that went to that and that were caught up in that crowd outside, they know how, the line was. They know how people were screaming to get inside and reaching to get inside. And we just couldn't get everybody in, and we were fighting with the crowd to get people in the door. I do not want it to turn into that at this place. I spoke with the venue. We're working out ways to, extend the building, like with the parking lot being empty. I'm trying to get a projector outside in the parking lot to broadcast what's going on inside, outside as well, with tables and chairs in the parking lot so people can go out there and cool off and maybe even get prepared out there and come inside. I'm trying to extend it where people can have room, upstairs, downstairs, outside and stuff, where people can, at least be comfortable. I don't know how comfortable everybody's going to get. The venue, again, they say that, we can fit, more than enough people that we're expecting. But, again, we never know because they can always say anything, and then, the day of it's, something else. So I suggest the people that are really serious about their categories, the people that are walking these grand prizes, especially the main grand prizes, if you're serious about it, please get there early. Do not try to, be on, I'll just get there or I'll just wait for somebody to call me. If you're serious, get there and get there early. That is, what I suggest. The next thing is the schoolboys and their productions. As far as the people that are bringing for their productions and stuff, I suggest that you guys get there early as well. You don't just get there in the building and then all of a sudden, people that are in your productions and stuff are caught outside. That is, something, again, that can harm your production. I'm not going to sit there and have to send people outside because two people that are in your productions are outside and they waited till the last minute to get there. Again, if you're serious about it, I'm not going to make exceptions for certain people or anything like that. Get there, get on time, and treat this like, you are really serious about winning this money. As far as the tables go, I have a lot of houses that have already paid for their tables. I have to turn down houses that wanted more than two tables. I have not sold more than two tables per house. So if you're getting, you know, rumors or people speculating that, you know, I bought three, I bought five tables, that is not true because I have not sold more than two per house. But they are definitely gone, you know, with the exception of maybe like one or two because they still haven't paid. And I'm not selling tables at the door. Now, this is where my bitchy side comes in at. And the people that do know me, they know how I can get. I'm not making no exceptions for nobody. I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, make all these exceptions for you because I'm only one person. I'm trying to accommodate everybody. I'm trying to accommodate two $5,000 categories and stuff. I do not want nobody coming to the door saying, well, you couldn't have held the table for me or anything like that, or where's our table at or something. This ball has been promoted for so long, and schoolboys have known about this category for way too long. Everyone should have taken care of that early. So I'm just telling everybody, if they call me tonight or tomorrow and they want their tables or whatever, I'm going to sell those last bit of tables, and they're going to be gone. And if you have not paid for it, I will gladly give you your deposit back at that ball. So please understand that and don't take it as shade. What else?
Money talks, bullshit walk.
Yeah.
Hold on, Jasmine, before you say that. Somebody in the chat room said every table at the ball is going to have a big 20-inch megaphone on the table, and it would have your house name on the megaphone. So if you have two tables, you'll have two megaphones with your house name on the megaphone. So you will know exactly where your table is at. You don't have to search on the table for a sticker with your name for your house. You will see it as soon as you come in the building. Go ahead, Jasmine.
What's a megaphone?
What did you say? What she said about a megaphone?
What is a megaphone? I don't know what that is.
A megaphone. You know how, like, the cheerleading crews, they have the megaphones that they cheer in with the megaphones, the trays be holding the megaphone to be in the cheerleading group? Jennifer?
Mm-mm.
Well, you'll see it at the ball on Saturday.
Okay.
Jennifer, you don't know what a megaphone is?
I really don't. That's what I'm asking, and I'm sure a lot of people don't either. That's why I was just asking this to, like, I don't know, really.
Okay, you know when you see cops or somebody in the street and they're broadcasting, like if you're at a parade and somebody's holding those megaphones and they're speaking so your voice is amplified and, you know, speaking out loud. You never seen one of those?
The bullhorn?
Yeah.
Not an actual bullhorn, but these
but
are
it's almost
megaphones.
Something like it. Yeah, it's
the
not
bullhorn,
a bullhorn.
The bullhorns are more electronical.
Right.
This is very one. Just cone-shaped, holding it just like that, but
yeah.
It's more like a high school thing, so it's like,
okay,
you know, not
you.
The electronical ones.
Okay.
What else am I supposed to be talking about? Kelly?
Somebody just hit me up and asked me about the schoolboys. The schoolboys and everybody that's in the production should be there at 6 o'clock because my sister don't want, she's not going to get up and go outside. If you have somebody that's in your production and they stuck outside and it's time for the productions, nobody's not going to be going outside, getting those people inside. So you need to have those people with you there at 6 o'clock so they could definitely be there and ready for your production because the line is going to be hectic. And it's definitely not going to have nobody to be going outside to get people from outside. And everybody, please make sure you come with exact change of $30, no quarters, no nickels, no dimes, no pennies. And if the bum bitches that you're paying for is coming, let the bum bitches get searched after you. The bitches that's
yeah,
paying.
Yeah, let me touch up on that, Kelly, definitely. One thing I want to say is, you know, me and Kelly are like the same but opposite. She says it in a harsh way, but I say it in a nice way. I try to say it in a nice way. But, yeah, she's 100% right. I think that if everyone that is listening, and I really say this from the bottom of my heart, we all know how a line can be. We all know how sometimes we're fighting to get into a building or the line is taking so long or, you know, just so much drama. But if we all can take maybe a little bit of time within the next few days and get exactly $30 honest. Or if you're paying for everyone, you know, a certain group, give them the $30. It is so much easier to walk in and give your $30, move to the next spot, get your wristband, and move on in, instead of everybody sitting there waiting to get change, counting who's getting it, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying if that's what you have to do, you didn't have time, you went to an ATM machine, that's fine. It's understandable. I'm going to make sure that the door has enough change to try to do this. But, I mean, again, sitting at the Capitol Awards Ball at the door with BB, I just was so amazed on how people were doing the door, and you know how people were coming in, and you would see like four people come in, and when you know we say $30, they're like, oh, the one that's they still outside, we're still waiting for them. Well, then why are you standing here if you don't have the money? Now you got to go all the way back over there behind people that already have the money. I mean, it was just like ridiculous. If we try to organize it, then we can probably make the line going quicker. So if you can, at least try to have exactly your $30, and this way you can get in the building much quicker and the line can go by more smoothly. I mean, it's just a suggestion. And I really kiki at the people who bring in the pennies and the change. I really, really laugh. And it doesn't fail because as many doors, as many balls as I give, and then being affiliated with the other balls like the Awards Ball and, you know, the Capitol Awards and all that other stuff, I'm really amazed that when I do the money bags and the cash boxes, how much change is in there. And I always say, I didn't start this door with change, but why is there change in there? And it'd be like $20 worth of change, and I'd really be gagging. But, I mean, if that's what you have to do, I'm not going to be – I'm a businesswoman, so I'm not going to turn down your money. But just try, you know, try to come in there with as much, you know, as exact as you can be. That's the only thing I'm asking, because it would help, especially a ball of this magnitude. It would definitely help, the, you know, with the keeping the crowd under control.
Yes, okay. And now I'm going to give y'all another rundown, and then my sister's going to give it to you in the nice way, okay? You get one warning about being on the runway. Nobody is to crowd the runway. You get one warning about clearing the runway. After that, I'm going to get on my walkie-talkie. Now, my sister, I'll tell you the nice way. Go ahead, Jasper.
No, no,
Cabbage, help me out with this. What would you call what me and Kelly do?
Bonnie and Clyde, good cop, bad cop. We can go on and on and on.
Whitney and Bobby.
Yeah.
Peggy and Lacey.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Kate and Allie.
The Odd Couple. Will and Grace. Go on and on and on.
George and Louise.
Yeah, George and Louise, yeah.
Yeah.
For Sexy in the chat room, I'll have on a tracksuit on Saturday, and I'll have on jeans and a T-shirt on Sunday. I'm not going to be dressed up this weekend at all.
Oh, no.
No makeup.
As far as the runway goes, I mean, again, we can sit here and talk about it for the next 5 or 10 minutes, so we already know how it's going to get. Again, I'm asking, and I'm serious about this. I don't want a reoccurrence of what happened at the Capitol Awards Ball. I want to get rid of these categories. I want people to walk out of there, you know, with their money. I want people to, you know, carry the title of being a $5,000 winner and stuff like that. So if we can all please try to, you know, make this ball a success. So we have to all work together. We all have to unite to make this ball successful. Please do not crowd up the runway when your people are walking. Please do not get mad if your person does not make it through, or, you know, and try to stir it up or ruin it for someone else. Don't come into the ball with that attitude or whatever, because if a person doesn't win that night, there's always a chance, you know, there's always a chance that they can turn and shine another night. So don't ruin it for everybody else. These schoolboys have put a lot of work into what they're doing. Let them shine that night, as well as the female figure performance category. It has been too long, and the category needs to be complete. And let those girls shine. Let someone walk home with $5,000 that night, and it may help them in whatever way. Let them shine that night. You know, these girls put a lot of work into what they're doing, as well as all the other categories. Don't ruin it for anybody. So don't start crowding the runway. Don't start messing up the barricades. Don't start standing on chairs and tables. Don't ruin it. And basically, if we have to say it once or twice or whatever, then I'm not going to have to make, you know, I can't make exceptions. I'm going to have to ask you to leave. If your house is starting problems, that's the difference between me and a lot of other people. If your house starts causing problems and they start causing an issue, you and your house will be gone. They will be escorted, and you know what? It'll be just like class where everybody has to sit down and wait to continue. We're going to all sit there and look at you until you leave and be escorted before anybody else moves forward. So as soon as you're escorted out the building, then the ball will continue. But we're don't be one bad, you know, just don't ruin it for everybody.
Okay, and to the people that's asking in the chat room, if you went to my sister's MySpace page and you seen the order of categories, female figure performance for $5,000 is not the last category. That starts the second segment of the ball, if you can read up order of categories. It's not the last category. Get it together. The last category of the evening is the team all-way category, and then the category for before that is executive realness. Female figure is not the last category. Thank you.
Yeah, female figure is nowhere near the last category because there's still a lot of other categories that are way before it. You know, the schoolboys, again, the whole ball is based on high school, and it is really the schoolboys' night that night. The first half is really consisting of nothing but realness categories where it's not really any type of creativity, no productions, no nothing, where they just have to just all come out and just come out and, you know, battle for realness. That's for all the other realness categories, femme queens, drags, you know, thugs and all that stuff. Once that is over with, as well as the schoolboys the first 3 years, once that's over with, we are going to go into the production of the schoolboys. And then after that is when the regular categories start, and just after a few categories is when female figure performances. So basically, you know, it's to really knock the realness categories out the way, which I do not see being long at all. And once we get those out the way, we go into the productions. And then I would say, you know, if we keep our time frame together, I would say anywhere by 12 or 1 o'clock is when female figure performance should definitely be going on, you know. But, you know, we can't really say that, and I'm not one to sit here and say I'm calling female figure performance at 1 o'clock. I'm not going to say that. But I'm just saying, you know, if we look at things at a, you know, in a good time frame, we can definitely get, you know, get that first portion out done by midnight and work, you know, start getting into the second portion.
Okay, and to the IMer that just hit me up, yes, the ball will be recorded. Andre Prodigy will be in the building recording the ball.
Yeah, the ball will definitely be recorded. What is that noise?
I don't know. Probably Andre.
I ain't doing nothing this time.
Oh shit.
A couple of things to touch up on the categories. What is that?
I don't know what that is.
What does it sound like?
It's like a clicking sound, like somebody is clicking over. And another thing is, if no one besides the judges and Andre Prodigy and Jasmine is allowed on the stage or in the back area of where the judges is at, please, you're going to get one warning to not be in that area, and then after that, you will get escorted out the building. Please do not be in that area at all. It's off limits. It's out of bounds, like on the football team in high school. You're going to be out of bounds, and you'll get a violation.
Girl, we can say that again, too, but let's be realistic. You know they're going to find a way to get up there. The only thing that we can do is sit here and, you know, tell them no, and then at the ball we just show them and tell them, you know, get off the stage, but they always find a way. So we just ask that, you know, I mean, when it comes down to these categories, you know, they're going to find a way to peek their heads up on there as long as we got, you know, we can try to keep everything orderly. You know, I don't care how you do it, but let's just try to keep it orderly. Don't stand on each other. Don't break nothing. You know, let's just try to really do it the right way. But, you know, I don't know how that's going to happen, honestly. But we'll figure it out, I guess. I mean, let's be honest, Cap. It's true, though. We can sit here, we can preach and preach until the fucking nuns come home, but it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do we say we are not going to allow people on the stage? And at every grand prize, what are they doing on that stage?
Okay.
I don't, to the I am indigenous, I am me. I don't know because you know it's a long ball. It's 12 hours of ball. So I guess y'all would have to hit Andre Prodigy up at his phone number or his website and ask him will the Jasmine's ball be available for sale on Sunday. But as of
exactly.
This time, I don't know because I know it's going to be a long ball and he's going to have to edit things and everything. So y'all have to hit him up and ask him yourself. Go ahead, Jasmine.
To touch up on some of the categories that a lot of people have been inquiring about, again, I just want to bring up that best dress, you know, it states Mr. and Mrs. High School Fashionista, but again, it is, you know, it's not a team category, it is an individual category, you know, it's just, you know, the guys, you know, come out, the girls come out, or they both come out together individually, but it doesn't mean that you have to be a team, you know, when you come out for your category. Another category that people asked me about was, it was something about the red and white, not for performance, but it was for All-American. Basically, for All-American runway, it's not that everything has to be in red and white. It just means that you have, like, real high school spirits. Real high school spirit, you know, you're in your school colors as far as, like, face paint and stuff, but it's really, like, ripped-up jeans. You know, however you want it, just be very creative, like, you know, you're back in high school, you know, just maybe flags on you or whatever, you know, however you want to do it, but it does not necessarily mean everything has to be red and white for that. So just know that the school colors are red and white, but, you know, you're just going with the whole, high school spirit, like you're at a homecoming game and you're just supporting your high school.
Here's a question somebody just sent over. They said, ask Jasmine's sister, the school boys already have been picked. Can they still be chopped or is it a process of elimination?
Okay, I'll get to that.
Okay.
I'll definitely get to that in a second. I'm just going down to the list. Let's see. Okay, all the other categories, I didn't have any questions about those. The grand prizes, as far as people asking, is there a female figure runway? No, it is open to all runway, so all the female figures. Everyone can walk that European runway for $500, just bringing it in an animal effect. So, you know, just be kind of creative and stuff like that. I just want to see animals coming down that runway and, like, really, really battling, you know, just be real, real creative. Don't go to the store, don't be a knot, and run to the store and buy a Halloween costume and put it on. You know, really put some creativity into it. For the Twisters versus Sisters, the Twisters as jocks, meaning that, you know, you're a high school jock, maybe you play a sport or something. The Sisters as cheerleaders, the school colors are red and white, so, you know, be in red and white, supporting, you know, your high school. So, like, you know, if you play basketball or whatever, make sure, you know, your jersey, your shorts, whatever, are in red and white. I'm not going to get technical and say you have to have on red or white sneakers or anything like that, but, you know, you just want to try your best to be in red and white. You know, little things like that is what, you know, I'm looking for. The Butch Queen Face category, it says make sure it's an 8x10 picture in a frame. It can be 8x10 or bigger. I meant to put that on there. It doesn't necessarily mean 8x10 only. The reason why I said 8x10 is because I don't want what happened at the Capitol Awards Ball where people are just bringing a picture on their cell phone or something like that. I definitely want you to just put some type of creativity in it and print it out. Maybe, like, if you print it out on a regular sheet of paper from your computer or something like that, or a photo paper or something, that, you know, it's 8x10 or bigger. If you want to just bring a whole poster, you can. But again, you know, and I'll make sure that's on the order of categories, that it does specify 8x10 or larger. If those people want to just, you know, take it up a notch or so, you can definitely do that.
Jasmine, I have a question. Somebody just hit me up and they said, for the Butch Queen face category, if they bring a bigger size picture and it can't fit in a frame, is that a problem?
8x10 picture in a frame, yeah. Yeah, if it's bigger and you can't fit it in a frame, that's fine. I'm going to make a change to that. If it's 8x10 or whatever, you know, it doesn't... I mean, I guess I just need to exclude the whole frame thing. Again, my goal was...
So it's just 8x10 or bigger, basically.
Yeah, 8x10 or bigger. My goal was, again, to not make it where you're showing a cell phone picture. That's what my, you know, my goal was. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a frame. Just 8x10 or bigger. You know, that's on you. You don't have to go through all the frame stuff.
Okay. The next question that came up is, so how will CHOPS work for schoolboys?
When I get to it, I'm getting to it. Can I get to that? Calm down.
I'm just asking the question that's coming up.
I know. I'm telling them to calm down. I know it ain't a schoolboy that's asking.
Oh, I don't know.
But hold on. I will get to that. Femme queen face and female figure, big girl face. You know, just the femme queens, the small girls, don't forget your sash and crown. Try to have a crown on and a sash. The big girls don't need the sash or crown. They just need to be done. They both need to be like they're going to the prom. And the big girls, you know, their goal is to snatch a small girl's sash and crown. You know, sit that girl down. So that's how that's going to go. Team realness, again, I want to stress on this one. It's either you are the students, either you are the athletes or the faculty, not a teacher and a student or something like that. You have to represent either or. So you're either a group of faculty members or a group of athletes or a group of students. So make sure, you know, you guys understand that one as well. Now to the schoolboys. The question, can they get chopped and all that stuff? Yes, yes, yes. It's going to be 3 years. Again, we're watching the evolution of a schoolboy grow. It's going to be 3 years. Freshman year, and people that are listening, houses, take this to your house members, take this to everyone. I want all you guys to watch this category correctly. You know, watch this category carefully because you, the audience, are going to play a major role in deciding on who walks away with this money. So pay attention to what is going on. The schoolboys know about it. They've been getting calls about this constantly from me. We have been talking and having meetings about it, so they know. The bottom line is freshman year, they all have to get their 10s for everyday realness. Basically, it is what would you wear the very first day of high school? You are going back to high school, what would you be wearing? It's not really calling for you to be in any special effect. It just looks like, you know, what would you wear the very first day of high school? The second, once they get their 10s for that, they're not battling or anything. They basically get their 10s, and they go get ready for the next one, the next year, which is sophomore year. That category calls for athletic gear. They need to represent any type of high school sport, any type of athlete in, you know, high school, basketball, football, soccer, track, whatever they want to think they represent, they want to represent for high school, that's how they would bring it. After they're done with that, they get their 10s, they go get ready as they're going to the prom. They need to look fresh and clean, well-dressed, well-groomed for the prom. Not no prom king, no crown, no sash, nothing like that. They are just going to the prom, so they need to look well-dressed. They need to look very nice, clean, presentable. Once they get their 10s for that, we go get ready for productions. They can get chopped in any of those three areas, meaning that if for some reason they're going to the prom, but yet their outfit looks like it's all wrinkled or tore it up, or they don't even look clean. Yes, you should get chopped. Is that how you're going to go to the prom? Or, you know, just anything like that. They have the right to get chopped. And that's pretty much it. Now, when it comes to the graduation, not the graduation, to the senior year, this is where you guys play a major role in this. I know that a lot of people think that, oh, we have 20 schoolboys that are walking this category. That's going to be a lot of productions. But in all honesty, it really, really doesn't. Because their goal is to do something that is going to wow the audience. Do something to leave their legacy behind. They need to do something showing us why they're Mr. Popular. If y'all feel that they are not doing that in the first 60 seconds or first minute or 2 minutes or whatever, then y'all need to start getting them off the runway. And that is exactly how it can go. That's where you guys are going to come in and play a major part. I'm not going to have what we had at the Realness with a Twist 5000 where the judges sat there and they sat there and looked at this category and sat there and watched people do horrible productions, and then when it came time for them to chop or give a 10, they sat there shaking their head like they didn't know what they wanted to do. No, don't do that. If you guys start not seeing the category, you guys make it be known y'all don't see it, and whoever the judges are that are going to be up there as well, they need to know if y'all don't see it, y'all start hurrying up. My goal is to make sure that the audience is being as pleased. Even if I have a panel of judges, if the audience is sitting there and they're like, child, what is he doing, and da-da-da-da-da, honey, y'all going to have pom-poms and everything on y'all table. Y'all start lifting up those pom-poms and saying, child, get them off the stage. And then I'm going to look at the judges, okay, do y'all even see it? Hurry up. What are y'all doing? We don't need to sit here and watch a five-minute production and then wait until the production is all over with for them to sit there and look. Do we see? Okay, is it tense? No, we're not going to do that. So bottom line is we can either sit down and watch a person really who put a lot of effort into this, sit there and put, you know, give us a real good show, or bottom line, if they're sitting there wasting time, the bottom line is I'm not going to sit there and wait for your five-minute production to be over with because you're wasting time. A lot of these people not only came to see the schoolboy category, they want to see female figure performance as well. So if we can get through this real quickly, then fine. We will definitely make it through. They know that they need to do it. A lot of people, in all honesty, now if you want to talk about the real truth, I've also heard that there's a lot of high school dropouts that night as well. So out of those 20, I doubt very much that all 20 are walking. I haven't got the official word, but there is rumors. But with every $5,000 category, there's always rumors. But if you are a high school dropout, then you're just, you know, giving more time for somebody else. So either or, whatever, we need to just get through this category as safe as quick as possible and just make it successful. So the question was, can they get chopped? Yes, they can. All 4 years.
How you doing, honey?
And another thing,
in the Banji Khan project terms, judges, please pay attention. All judges will have their gift bag with their cocktails and everything in their gift bag. You do not have to ask for a drink. It will already be in your gift bag. Judges, if you do not pay attention, you get one time to say, pay attention, and then after that, we will have a list with a replacement judge, and you will be replaced. Now, Jasmine, put it in nicest terms. How you doing?
Thinking it, honey. Hey.
I learned all that. But another thing about female figure performance as well, that category is very, you know, pretty much just bring it, you know.
Oh.
So that means that it is not no, you know, you have to don't sit there and give no DJ no music because it's not going to work. We're not even playing no music, no special music for you. No productions, nobody should be coming out with you, no props as far as, you know, coming out of a cage or anything like that. No, you're not doing all that. Just as soon as the music plays, hit the motherfucking floor. Now, one thing I am going to bring this up. I am going to bring this up because I've heard, you know, people say this about other categories when people talked about it, when they say, oh, they had a prop. The prop was a scarf or something like that. I am going to make an exception if you are coming out there, like, maybe with a scarf or maybe you feeling cut and you want to, you know, throw some water on yourself or, you know, you have a pom-pom in your hand. That is fine. I'm not going to sit here and say you should be chopped because, you know, you took your heel off, you threw it in the air and you caught it, or you took a pom-pom and you did a twist and you caught a pom-pom as you were doing a dip. I'm not going to say you get chopped for that because that's a prop. But I'm just saying, when I say props, I don't mean don't come out of your, I'm no horse.
With a
no
motorcycle.
You know, that's what I mean. Don't come out of no cages and boxes.
Motorcycle,
and,
horses, cages, cars, big elephants and things of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what I mean about props and stuff. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, little things like that that is going to affect you. So, again, the judges also need to, you know, they'll be aware of that as well. So, again, you know. Let's, you know, be on the same page with that one as well. One thing I do plan on doing, this is why it's so hard for me to make sure, you know, and this is why I have to stress and make sure everybody is there early and people's productions and stuff are not caught outside and people walk in these categories, they're not, you know, they're outside and they can't get in, God forbid, even though hopefully everybody can get in. But, you know, this is one thing I have to stress. I can't, you know, constantly get up and run to the door and help you guys get in because I want to sit there and make sure that these schoolboys are being judged fairly. I want to sit here and make sure that the female figures are being judged fairly. So I can't sit there and be in two places at one time. So I do plan on being right there in case a judge tries it for whatever reason. And you know, then the category is not going the way I described or the way I, you know, that's in my image, you know, the way I want it to go. So I want to make sure I'm there. So, again, as long as I'm not needed in other areas, I can focus on the category. So that is where my goal is. So if a judge does try it or something does go down, I can be right there to say, no, yes, this is how it's supposed to be. This is my ball. This is not a house ball. This is no one else's ball. So I am the only person. I created this. Yes, Kelly is a major, major asset to me. She has helped me so much through this. I live all the way down here in Florida. I didn't have to come up here and do anything. She has helped me so much. But I still have to make sure that I am the one with the last word. So as long as I can be there on that stage watching everything, then I can guarantee that everything will go by smoothly, especially what I talked about with the schoolboys or the female figure performers or any of the other categories. So as long as we can all work together, then everything should go by fine. You know, that's what I'm hoping for.
Are you ready for the next question?
What?
Will the judges have a break to take their bumps?
Oh!
Oh, God. Moving right along.
There will be no breaks for bumps. I don't get breaks, and I don't do bumps, so the ones that do bumps ain't breaking these, honey.
The girls are fucking kiki.
That's why they do it on a panel, because there don't be no breaks for bumps.
Somebody just hit me up and said, no, they don't need a bump. The flyer is, the flyer is big enough for them to bump behind the flyer.
Oh, no.
Girls, there will not be complimentary bumps in your gift bags.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So what else are we supposed to touch up on, Kelly?
Cabbage,
what do you think about the schoolboy category?
I think it's going to be exciting. I can't wait to see it. I mean, the way you put it together so well organized, I mean, it should be something to see. I want to see what the creativity comes out of. I really want to see that category. I think it was a wonderful idea, and I've been longing to see it because the kids have been getting ready for weeks in my house. So I'm just gagging. They've been shopping like every week. They've been picking up something else.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about the schoolboy category, and a lot of people feel that, you know, it's going to be boring, and why $5,000 for schoolboy, and what can they do, and all this and that. You know, like I said before, this is not my first time saying it, you know, my whole goal with the whole collections and $5,000 titles and the club and stuff is I want to try to honor every aspect of ballroom, you know, from different categories, fashion, face, you know, performance, runway. And I never did anything for realness, but I couldn't think of anything that a thug can do. I couldn't think of anything that a pretty boy can do. I couldn't think of anything for the female figures as of yet. So the only thing I can think of was the whole schoolboy, because, you know, with the school and high school and things of that sort, you can try to put creativity into it.
Right.
So that was my goal as far as the schoolboy category goes. And then when I designed the category, I had to say, well, what can I let them do, or what can I give them, or what kind of assignment can I give them that's going to call for some type of creativity? So that's where the whole, you know, aspect of being Mr. Popular. You know, you are the, you know, popularest person in this high school. We know that, you know, in every high school, there was always that one person that just always stood out. All the teachers lived for him. All the administrators knew him. All the other students wanted to be or have him. You know, he just was well known everywhere. You even knew about him before you got to the school. And that is what your goal is. You are that one schoolboy that everyone knows about. Like, when it's time for graduation and they're calling all the principal is calling all the students, and when they say your name, it's like 10 bleachers, people going crazy because they live for you. That is where the goal is with this. That is how the winner is going to be decided. When they come back in their cap and gowns at the end, it is going to definitely be which one of these people have stood out the most out of these 4 years, and that is how the winner will be decided. So that's what everybody
needs to do.
Yes. That is what everybody needs to sit there and look at. Not just judge them based on what they did in their production, but judge not based on what they did in ballroom history last year. But all 4 years, how clean were they in all 4 years? How creative were they? What did they do? That is what their goal is, and that has to be some type of creativity in there. So for people to say this category is going to be the most boring category, this is going to be the bathroom break or the out, I'm going to go get high outside category, then you guys go right ahead and do that. But for those people that are interested in this, I think it's going to be very interesting.
Very interesting.
It's like a pageant.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Because I'm gonna be there. I think I'm gonna be one of the. I think I'm gonna be one of the first ones there out of the mothers and fathers for the House of Ebony because I'm in Brooklyn. So I'll be there. I'll be there early. I'm gonna try to be there at 6:05.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try to be there at around 6-ish.
Make sure you be there by 6:30-ish so I could get my Tupperware.
Close to 7, so that you know. But I'm sure I'll be the first parent there. I'm sure of it.
Yeah,
I'm sure of it. Because all the rest of them are coming from uptown. I'm right here in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be there-ish.
Six-ish.
So I got dish and dish, dish, dish. Yeah, I'll be like,
another thing that I need to bring up is this. And I, you know, I hate to always, you know, I talk about so much positive stuff and try to have fun with the categories. But again, I got to talk about business. I got to talk about, you know, I'm giving out over $12,000 that night. I already have a budget of over $20,000 that night. So that's a lot of money for one person. And I don't care what people say or think or whatever about Jasmine and she's rich and all that stuff. I work just as hard as a lot of people, and people don't know that. But that's a whole another story. But the bottom line is I want people to come in there and, you know, pay their money, enjoy themselves. If I find a person trying to sneak in or trying to sneak members in or trying to sneak people in their productions, guess what? you are going to get disqualified. I have heard people ask me, oh, I have 10 people in my production. Can I just slide you a couple of dollars and you let them in? Because they're straight. They're not staying for the whole night. They're just coming for the category, blah, blah, blah. No. Bottom line is no. I'm not going to sit there and do that. If you're in a pageant or a major contest, you think they're going to just let your people that's helping you win the money not contribute to it? Y'all need to be lucky I didn't charge an entry fee to be in the competition.
Okay.
That's what they do in pageants. I could have sat here and said, y'all got to pay $100 entry fees. You know how many drags and these pageant girls, they have to pay $100 just to enter a pageant only to win? Only to win like $400. I'm not charging an entry fee or nothing. So you guys have to put in. You guys are competing for $5,000. So I'm not going to sit here and accept you guys sneaking people in or hiding them in your boxes or sneaking them, trying to sneak them over a fence or anything like that.
Girl, you're a gag when you ain't in it for that $5,000 after you done spent all your money, honey.
Exactly, and I'm not gonna sit here and make exceptions for that. So, just come with the mentality that I'm going to do the right thing, because karma is a bitch. You try to be sneaky about it, then something's gonna happen. Come
and
in
the ball girls
right
are fierce, because on Wednesday nights they be sneaking in and there's only fucking $10, so they are crawling sometimes and they catch him on the camcorder and be like, he just snuck in. I'd be like, for $10, Miss Thing? Girl. So imagine what they do for $30.
Yeah, yeah. And again, you know, a bottom line is, again, I'm going to have the areas covered. Don't try it. Just please come on. You know, come in there, come in peace, and come in there the right way. Again, don't screw it up for yourself. And if you're another house, I mean, if you have a house member that's doing, you know, walking in these categories, don't try to screw it up for them as well, because you are going to be fucking it up for somebody else. Don't do that. You know, don't do it. Don't come in there fighting. Don't come in there doing this. Don't mess it up for nobody. So just try your best to just, let's just try to make this a successful one. We know that we have had a lot of balls that don't finish. We have a lot of balls where the promoter doesn't want to give out their cash. We have a lot of balls that, you know, something is always going down. I want to give you my cash. I don't have a problem giving you my money. And I want to finish it. That's why I paid extra money for a 12-hour block. I didn't pay, you know, just for a 6-hour block and we have a 3-hour ball, but I'm giving out $10,000. I paid for a 12-hour block. So, you know, again, I want this to be successful. You know, this is why I do what I do. So you guys come and enjoy, and let me give back to you guys as well as you give to me, as well as we change the night, or we change somebody's lives that night. So that's what my goal is.
Okay.
Some lipstick three colors, so it ain't there, like I said. Whatever.
Your wall can have three colors.
Kelly, what was something else that I was supposed to tell them?
No, it matters.
And I forget.
As food is food, as far as food and drinks go, there would definitely be a full bar there. You know, that won't be a problem for you guys. There will be food there as well. The tables, you know, going to be stocked as well. You know, again, Kelly has done a wonderful job with all the stuff that she's been helping me, getting for me and stuff like that up there. And, you know, she's done such an amazing job. She gets on webcam with me at night and shows me a lot of the stuff that she's gotten and picked up for me and things like that. So from what I have seen, it looks like it's going to be very, very nice. I do get there tomorrow, so I'll be actually hands-on with a lot of stuff as well as finishing to kick up the last-minute stuff, you know, between Thursday and Friday. So, you know, everything should be, you know, really, really, really good, you know. And one thing is that once you pay to get in, you're not going to go back outside. So make sure when you're coming in the building, you're bringing all your stuff. You can go outside in the parking lot, but, you know, you're not going to be doing a whole bunch of ins and outs, you know, da-da-da-da-da. But that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj, you could go to bed.
She said that me and you were dyking, Kelly.
Honey.
Oh, well, this just came across my,
I don't think. Oh, but Jasmine, one of the twisters versus sisters just hit me up, and they said, is Burgundy going to be accepted for red?
Bitch.
No. Burgundy is not red.
Burgundy is wine color. Wine.
Okay, burgundy is burgundy and red is red. That's why they got two.
How you doing? Burgundy is red is red, honey. And if you don't know what color red is, tap one of your sisters that
Flip
do it.
Flip your red.
Or call one of your parents.
Slit
yeah,
your
call
wrist.
Somebody. You slit your wrist and bleed, and that's red.
Yeah, you'll see the color.
Okay.
The color in the flag of the United States.
Color in your womb.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, well, apparently this just came in. Face Ebony, X Ebony 007, is now Father Herrera. Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. So. Cabbage.
I'm not here to confirm or deny.
Me neither.
But I don't know. Find out on Saturday, honey. That's what I say. You said it was a lot of changing of mothers and fathers. I guess that's one of them. I guess.
Okay, we'll see Saturday, right?
Hey, hello.
All right,
we'll see all the mothers and fathers, the sisters and the brothers
Saturday.
Hello.
How you do?
Yeah, I've got a lot of calls about, you know, people that are supposed
switching.
To be switching and, you know, houses being reborn and, you know, resurfacing and things of that sort. So it should be very, very interesting that night.
Okay.
Darlene?
I think it'll be really, really fun just to see. You know, houses that haven't been out for a while.
Yes,
honey,
yes.
Back and, you know,
and definitely.
The princesses is
coming. Hey, oh, shit. It definitely to whatever school, well, definitely to whatever, because we don't know who's going to win, but definitely to whatever schoolboy or whatever female figure definitely win that category. Please make sure that you're prepared to take your 6-foot trophy home, honey, because the trophy is 6 feet tall, honey. So be prepared to make some arrangements to get that trophy back to wherever you need to get it back to, honey.
Is it like that big one, like Deja one for that 1,000?
Yes,
is it
that
big,
work? Big just like that, honey. So be prepared to get that trophy wherever you need to get it to, honey.
UPS!
Okay.
UPS and a light piece of work?
A FedEx number, FedEx at home.
Oh, honey, Jennifer.
Huh?
The girls just hit me up and said, tell Jennifer that tea that she just spilled, she should have sent that dry ass shit back to the kitchen. No shade, honey.
Well, somebody sent it to me. I was just reading it. I'm sure nobody cares, but I was just giving the public what came to me.
Oh, my God.
So,
honey.
I got a question about the ball. I got a question for you guys about the ball. With all the rumors that are surfacing, and we all know that they're rumors because nothing is guaranteed until we see it or it is announced, what rumor or change are you looking for the most within what house and, like, what title? I'll start with you, Cabbage.
Face Ebony now face Father Herrera.
Jennifer.
I don't know. Come back to me.
Kelly.
Well, for me, as the most change I'm looking for in the house is that, you know, I'm coming out as the overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi. The new overall mother is going to be out that night, Miss A, and it might be a new New York City mother for the House of Mizrahi. That's what I'm looking for. How you doing?
Andre?
Andre
is becoming the new overall.
I'm going to be the new mother, the new father, the new sister, the new brother.
You're going to become the new grandfather, honey. It's been a long time. You know,
it's been a long time, and it's
a Yeah, don't you need to step it up like Dre, just stepping on up the ladder?
No, ma'am.
And then, you know, you find one of them young children to take your place.
No, ma'am, not yet.
Yes.
You know what it is, Cabbage? They don't want me to leave yet, bitch. I promise you. They looks at me like, girl, you ain't going nowhere. Ain't no who going to hell, no. That's what they say. I promise, for real.
That's not the way it works, though, Andre. That's why they're called kids.
No, but really, no shade. I can't see too many people taking my place right now. Not because I don't want them to. It's because I really don't see nobody that can do the job that I do yet. That's what it is. I wish somebody could take my shit.
You don't see nobody, but you got to make somebody.
Well, I'm trying to. I'm trying to make three different people. Let's see if one of them make it. And I just started this because I said, you know what, I can't be doing this forever. So let's see if I can make somebody who I see for the overall Father Mizrahi. Because when I look at people, I don't see nobody in my place, and they lacking so much. So you'd be like, girl, they can't do that because the house would disappear.
He's sitting right in front of you. You're just not looking.
Mm-mm.
You think not? You're not looking.
Well, maybe I ain't looking hard enough. I'm gonna look a little harder now.
I got the next overall father for the House of Mizrahi.
You?
No. Kelly,
the overall father, Kelly.
The next overall father for the House of Mizrahi should be Big Bird, bitch.
Big Bird
from Sesame Street, bitch.
Okay, switchboard, next caller.
Andre, what change do you look forward to the most this weekend?
I'm looking for almost what's like something like Kelly said. Everybody in every house knows who's going to be what and what's going to be who, but no one knows what's going to happen with Mizrahi. So I'm just willing and waiting to see what is there going to be on their faces when what happens with Mizrahi. That's what I just like seeing. Like, what is they going to say? What is the next thing that they're going to, are they going to love it? Are they going to hate it? You know, I love stuff like that. So that's what I'm, it's not who's going to be it. It's more of the reaction of the ballroom thing. That's what I love about stuff like that. So that's what I'm waiting for.
Well, the most thing that I'm looking forward to is definitely the the resurfacing of one of the major houses out there.
Princess.
The house of...
What house?
St. Laurent.
I'm looking for that one house to definitely come back and, you know, really, really shake up the ballroom. Because that was one of the houses that I loved back in the day, and I'm... You know, hopefully they can go in the same direction. So I'm looking forward to that.
Bravo.
Really?
It said really. Cabbage, you are an old grandmother in the name, bitch.
Jasmine, dear, have you been drinking heavy tonight? Because you don't even believe that even after you said it.
I do believe that.
No, you don't, dear. Now. Come.
Do we know what house we're talking? You know what house we're talking about?
Of course, I'm not a fool. I'm not on the show Charmed.
What house she talking about?
How'd you think? The only house that's the hardest to ever come back.
What house is that? Tell me what house is that, bitch.
They done tried it four times and they ain't been able to come back yet.
Wait, bitch, what house tried four times to come back on the scene and never came back, bitch?
Oh, there you go with that, Andre. I'm going to just leave it alone. Four times, you think of it.
Wait. You took about one house, they tried four times and they still ain't make it, bitch?
Yep, still ain't made it back.
I just got some tea, but I'm not going to spill the names, Miss Thing.
Oh, Lord.
I just got some tea that just came in. They gave the very, it's confirmed tea, Miss Thing. They gave the very girls have left their house. The girls have left the house of LaCroix, and they went back to the house of Khan. But, they said it's confirmed tea, but I don't know. I don't really think it's confirmed. It's to the house of Khan. Excuse me, Karan. But I don't think that's confirmed tea. because I know that they bought tables at La Croix, so I don't think that's confirmed yet.
Well, La Croix are coming full force, too, as well. They bought, you know, a good amount of tables. They bought their two tables. They wanted more. I had to say no, you know, to accommodate everybody, you know, as many houses as I can. But they wanted two. They wanted three tables, but I gave them two. And they've been calling me constantly, asking me about so many categories, and they've been on point with their questions and the information that they needed. They're coming full force.
I love some of the new houses. The new houses is coming to play with the girls, darling.
Oh. They said the house of Evisu got a new father in New York City.
Girl.
The Jennifer denial confirmed.
I'm a fuck cabbage.
Deny.
So you deny that you didn't confirm it?
No, I'm denying that it's not true.
Oh, okay.
Cabbage laughed like old granny mush.
I got all my teeth.
Bitch.
The girl said, the girls in the chat room said the House of Angel is reemerging, honey.
Another one.
Oh, shit.
Tried to come back four times. Two different mothers and fathers. A fabulous female figure runway, a fabulous performance, and never could make it off the ground. Anyway, continue.
Ooh.
You is a shady old queen.
They don't get her.
I was
you
just
gotta
saying,
go. It's not. You gotta go. It's not shade. That was facts. Am I correct?
No, I was just saying what everybody else wanted to say.
The girls just hit me up, honey, and they gave the very mistake that the overall, the new overall mother of the House of La Beisha is definitely debuting this weekend.
Another one.
Kelly is making that shit out.
Oh, this guy is lying.
I know it's not real tea, Miss Thing, but they just hit me up and said the new overall mother of the House of La Beisha, Kool-Aid Beverly La Beisha.
Oh, yeah, they are really kidding.
Miss Thing.
Why would she go back to the House of La Beisha? La Beisha.
La Beisha.
La Beisha. Loveliness. La Beisha. Sunshine.
Oh,
you could tell you could tell your old girl, you know, the new girls would never have said that. La Beisha.
La Beisha.
Beisha.
Well, you know, I didn't want to tell anybody.
Oh, Lord.
And, you know, I didn't want to tell anybody, but since, you know, I couldn't afford to get my dress made this weekend, I'm just going to wear my tracksuit. So I'm just going to let y'all know, honey, you know, I'm going to let you know right now, Andre, that Jasmine is coming out as the Aurora mother of the House of Couture, and I'm the New York City mother of the House of Couture.
Well, since y'all letting all the cats out of the bag, I'm the new father of the House of Evisu.
What? Okay. Why did you spell that?
Wow, baby. It's on, honey. And
it's on. Catch it Sunday. Catch it Sunday.
And it's on and popping, honey. The houses have changed, honey.
All House Cabbage as the father and mother of the House of Princess.
Yeah.
And Jack, and Jack is a good song. Everybody left the house. Cabbage is the overall mother of the House of Mugler now. It's like
and
everything's
Joel,
changing these days.
And Joel Mizrahi is the new overall father of the House of Mizrahi.
That's right. That is the shit that's going on now.
To be honest with you, that should be the new mother of the House of Mugler.
Who?
Jackia.
Jackia.
Jackie O.
Nasty. In a yellow dress.
He looks funny. Jackie O.
All these changes of houses, Miss Jennifer.
Yes.
What are we going to do?
I didn't hit up, Miss Thing. The girls to catch, but catch, you got to catch it. The girls paid that all of us are switching houses and going to new houses, Miss Thing. They gave the very work Joel for the overall father of his Rocky. They paid all of us, honey.
Mm-hmm.
That's Joel Little Crush in the chat room, buddy.
Whose phone is doing that?
Andre. That's who it was.
Jasmine.
No.
Somebody's phone is carrying.
Jasmine.
Here.
Whose phone is that?
Whose phone is that?
Somebody had a girl on three-way and she hung up. Oh, who did that?
I don't know.
Who just clicked? Kelly. Aha.
Shade comes thick.
Right. Kelly.
Aha.
No, Jasmine.
La Beja.
Okay.
I heard Jasmine the whole time. I'm here.
La Beja.
La Beja.
It beats Carter forever.
Jason Realness with a twist. What house has tried to come back four times and hasn't made it? I want to figure that one out.
Is it X?
Nope.
I don't know, girl.
Yes, you do.
Miss
Think
Carter.
About it. I'll call you later, girl. You know, I'm midnight tea.
Somebody hit me up. Let me spell it.
Let me spell it. Four times they try to come back, and every time they just convert.
Get
new members. But they got a strong mother now, so they might bring it back.
Oh, wait.
They got a strong mother now. They might bring it back. See, that's a bad bitch.
She's a bad bitch.
Yeah, she's a bad,
she's
bad,
a bad
mama jamma. Yeah,
Gemma.
She's a bad mama jamma. She don't play no games. And she sews, and she does everything. So you don't have to worry. She does makeup and everything. She does her head, honey. This is a big girl. She can pull it off. That bitch can bring them back. You make no mistake. Ha and three or four others, and the dedicated older members, they can bring that house back.
You believe that?
I think so.
If you believe.
If she gets four or five lovely butch queens, somebody, one or two performance, not too heavy on the performance, and the femme queen faces and the different things of that nature, she can bring that bitch back. She can bring that house back in 2 years. 2 years.
What house?
They said Mama D is the new overall mother of the house of Labi of Mizrahi.
Go off. Go off, Mama D. She'll be out there Saturday. She will be in New York.
Oh, this cat is yourself here. Let me stroke it.
I'm a Jennifer, see, that's why I don't play with you. Why Miss Kelly ain't catch on yet?
Kelly is out of here. Jasmine?
I'm here. Where's Kelly?
Oh. Kelly's phone. Kelly, I think Kelly got disconnected. Her Comcast probably got
Y'all Comcast be carrying.
Yeah.
I'm Verizon DirecTV.
I'm with Comcast too,
hello?
But my Comcast don't do all that.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Baby.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
But now we can.
I've been here the whole time, Miss Say, and I thought y'all heard me, and that's what y'all was kicking, Miss Say.
No, what you
stroking to the east. I be
stroking
to
the west.
I be stroking to the one that well, I love the best. I be stroking.
That bitch is crazy.
We really don't want to hear about your menu.
Oh shit! Hold on. Let's take some callers. Callers. Honey, hold on. We got some callers. 516
Godfather of New
York.
Godfather
Ebony, yeah. Godfather of New York.
Dexter, you on the air.
What's up, poolside girl?
Yes.
Face left.
Yes. I don't know. This is what I'm hearing from what Jennifer read on the thing. I don't know, baby.
The other night they said he was a 007.
Okay, well,
the night they said he father Herrera.
Yeah.
You need to call Tim right now, Dexter.
I
don't. You know why? It's the firm. Because Tim and Dre didn't give him a position. I mean, you know. They're trying to get him to get his shit together, but.
Well, you know, I'm nosy, honey. Do y'all feel he deserve a position?
No.
Okay, what about you, Cabbage?
I am not coming on that until I talk to Face myself.
Okay.
Now, Cabbage, it's a wrap. He's gone.
Okay, Dexter. Okay. I'm gonna go along with you Godfathers on you fathers and you overseers because that's not a woman's place. I'm gonna keep my hoes in line and y'all keep the dicks in line.
You know what? Slap me and run me down the block, bitch. I'm gonna keep my hoes in line while y'all keep y'all pimps, bitch.
That's right. Cause see, I'm gonna keep these hoes in line. So don't you worry, me and Tanaya keep these hoes in line. But them niggas, y'all gonna have to worry about them on your own. But when I get to Atlanta, I'm gonna worry about all of them niggas and all them hoes. See, that's a difference.
You know, it's not no shade. Him say he's a
man. I can't confirm or deny it. That's why Dexter, I couldn't answer it because when Kelly said it, it was me first really hearing anything heavy about it. So when I get off the phone, when I get off the radio station, I'm going to call Tim and I'm going to talk it over with Tim to see what he's got to say. But you know how me and Tim work left and right hand. So
we already talked.
Oh, y'all already talked. So then Dexter, being godfather of New York, he can confirm it. Me being overall godmother, I cannot.
I just congratulate him. No, it's no shame.
Are you congratulating him for being
Father
his
Herrera.
Position, or he just left?
For being Father Herrera.
For his position.
He's overall Father Herrera.
I mean, he always wanted, you know, to have position.
Okay.
And, you know, it was just too much, you know what I'm saying, on the Anthony thing, but, you know, I wish him the best, Sarah.
Well, I know, and it's just my opinion, but I can see him as being a father, but Herrera? Oh! That's like, Miss Tank, I'm not even going to go there. Okay, but go ahead, y'all.
But, see all y'all Saturday, Cabbage. I'll be there before you will.
You will.
Yeah, I gotta be there early.
I'm gonna be there before all of y'all. I'll be there at 1:00.
That's good. Girl, you know what, Ms. Kelly, maybe I should run over, and maybe we should do lunch around 3, some oxtails, a little collard greens, macaroni and cheese.
Yes, we can do that before the girls come in, because you know.
Right.
That's right, because I'll be there too, so we can do that. I'm eating all y'all food.
Kelly, let's not do it. Let's wait until the next day. Let's not do it.
Oh, it's shade on the panel.
I can't eat in front of all the girls, but you know, I would love to get a snack.
I'll pay you.
Oh, bitch, you eat in front of anybody.
Go upstairs in that private bathroom.
In the bathroom? No, listen, you don't eat oxtail in bathroom.
No, it's another room at the side of it, next to it.
Oh, in the balcony.
Yeah, I need some of those candy yams, too.
My candy yams?
Yeah, those candy yams is on. You know, I don't know how to make candy yams like that, honey, but those was on.
There's a lot of things I know how to do that you can't do, dear, but I'd be more than happy and willing to teach you.
Yes, those yams was on, honey. Bed.
I'm sure I'll be dead at 85. I'll teach you when I'm 86.
Yes, because I was gagging, honey. Bitch, I just knew, and it's no shame, Miss Cabbage cooked in the name, Miss Day. And when I was tasting the food at the free ball that Faces had at the lab, Miss Day, I said, "Oh, this food is all Miss
Cabbage." It was me and you.
We said this has got to be a cabbage.
I sent the kids,
you know, because I'm a fat bitch, and you know, I don't give a fuck, Miss Day. I sent 3 different kids over to the table and was like, "Give me 3 plates, Miss Day." And I was eating those plates, and I was like, "This tastes like Miss Cabbage food, Miss Day, but these collard greens ain't got no meat in it." I know Miss Cabbage ain't going to make no collard greens without no meat. And then like 20 minutes later, Miss Cabbage came through the door. I said, "Girl, you cooked this food?" I said, "Why ain't no meat in the collard greens?" She gave the ring. "Oh, they didn't want no meat in the collard greens."
Yeah, they don't.
I said, "I know you wanted to cook no motherfucking collard greens without no motherfucking meat, honey."
Because you know at the Ebony weekend, darling, there was turkey, smoked turkey meat in them collard greens, honey. I don't play that.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah,
they looking
turkey,
good, bitch.
Smoked turkey meat. I love collard greens. Yeah, and I don't play this. I don't play the frozen service or the stuff out of the can. Never am.
I don't put my bottle of hot sauce in my pocketbook.
Uh huh. Okay, so what we're gonna do is I'm gonna make a little pan of macaroni and cheese. I'm gonna make a little pan of oxtail and some peas and rice, and then I'm gonna come early, like around 4:30, we're going to eat lunch, then I'm going to run back home and get dressed, and I'll be back by 6:30.
Okay, we have another call up, 313-772, you on the air.
Hello, Carla?
Hello, Carla, are you there? 313-722, you on the air.
Oh, shit, hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, hey, y'all, this is TJ. Don't hang up on me.
Oh, okay.
Why would they be gagging? They'd be like, oh, shit, hello? They're like, they'd be really forgetting that they own the radio.
TJ, are you there?
There's some teas going on in the back.
Get out. Okay, I guess TJ want to
oh,
talk.
Oh, they're gone.
Carla, you on the air on Tangy Slush Wednesday. What's your flavor?
She's not accessing the bus.
Private Carla, you on the air?
Hello?
Yes, you on the air?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out.
Go ahead.
I want to shout out Donnell X Allure, now back on.
Oh, what's
going on? What is going on? The house is
on.
The houses are splitting.
Allure
now, Garcon. Wow. Oh, that's the only time you can put me back on. For right now, but you can put me back on.
Okay. Oh, Donnell Allure is now Donnell Garcon.
So you cannot even call nobody for Sergeant Statement for their house. You got to call their name and wait until they say what house they in this weekend.
Oh, wait, hold on. Enrique and Lord just hit up in the chat room and gave the very, he did not leave. Well, I don't know. You know what, bitch? When after the pre-show starts, Miss Thing, and me and Greg start letting Sabres and Stars, Miss Thing, and call out Jack and Kool-Aid, Miss Thing, you just got to call the girls out by their name, Miss Thing. Fuck, bitch. Okay? Cabbage to the back of the floor. Joanne to the back of the floor.
Right.
You gotta know no last names, bitch. Cause I don't want to be looking stupid, bitch, and the girl start switching. And what's the other house? So
no, but then I don't know what's
name.
More exciting. I don't know what's more exciting. You could call them by their name and they sit there with their finger like, no, 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 that's hot.
Or they at a different table, or got up from the table that you think they are and go to the real table. And
oh,
like,
that's
ooh.
Hot, bitch. That's hot.
But then,
that's
you
like,
walk in with your house and then you pay it. Kiki with them, and then when they call you, you go, no.
That's like fierce total shade, bitch.
I'm going to get a bitch slapped.
We have another caller, 347-728. You on the air on Tandy Plus Wednesday. What's your flavor, baby?
How y'all doing tonight? I just have a question about female figure performance.
Go ahead.
I want to know, are y'all going to bring it back like the YMCA and let the girls storm?
The girls is going to storm, honey. The beat, whatever beat, nobody is going to ask the DJ for a beat. Whatever beat that Von Allure puts on, the bitch is going to hit the back of the floor, and she's going to do her motherfucking thing to that motherfucking beat.
All right, thank you. Have a good night.
Okay. Next
you can't
call,
ask for
me.
You
yeah,
can't
but,
ask for nothing better than that, bitch.
Okay, 313-743. You're on the air on Tangy Slush Wednesday. What's your flavor? Okay, switchboard. Pick Gaytay back on hold. We don't want to talk to her tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Not tonight. We'll see Gaytay on Saturday. Private caller, you're on the air on Tangy Slush Wednesday. What's your flavor?
Yeah, can I tell you homosexual something? Now here in Alabama, we do not accept your kind. I know this bitch named Wicked Wednesday. Wicked Wednesday is a raging lesbian. We don't accept her kind. We don't accept your kind. The damn faggots are not allowed in Alabama.
You see, you nasty motherfucking Alabama horrible ass.
How are you gonna call me a Nazi? You sound like a goddamn nigger. You sound like a
fucking
nigger.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
And call somebody you nasty bitch you. What the fuck? Next caller. Adi.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck, Adi? I told him I wanted to go off for somebody. Private caller, you on the hill, Teddy Slush Wednesday. What's your flavor?
How you doing, buddy? What's going on?
What's
up with these asshole calls? They fucking stupid over there. How you doing tonight?
We're doing fine. How you doing?
Oh, well, I'm doing pretty good, except I know you're a faggot. You're going to hell for being a...
Ooh. She started out nice, bro. Listen, this took off.
Miss Day, these girls are taking off. Take off.
Honey, hold on. Hold on. They are taking off, honey. Hold on. 347-591, you on the air on Tangy Slush Wednesday. What's your flavor?
Yes, hello. This is DMX. I'm coked up, man. Too coked up. This is DMX. I'd like to tell you that I got a show coming up, man. And just be there, all right?
Yes, DMX. All my dogs bark. Okay. Yes, 718-312. You are the AL Tangents on Wednesday. What's your flavor?
Hey, how you guys doing? I just want to ask, do you guys like jokes?
Go ahead, give me a joke.
Okay, I mean, it's not racist. Don't try and think it's racist right off the bat. Why can't black people go to sleep?
I don't know. You tell me.
Because the last one who had a dream got shot.
No.
You guys don't get that?
Yeah, Martin Luther King, bitch. Now, don't eat a dick.
Mistake.
That was more funnier what you said, Gabby.
319-04. You on the air on Tangy Slush Wednesday. What's your flavor? 316-904. You on the air?
Hey, hi. How y'all doing?
Hi.
This is the first time I ever called. But I wanted to see if I could get some kind of support. How do you go about telling your family that you're gay?
There's your answer, dear. Switchboard, next caller. Cheers, kid. Well, how do you think people's family feel about them being gay? My family's all right with it. I don't know about anybody else. How does your family feel about it?
My family worked my whole death for 20 years. How you doing?
Hold on. 631-482. You're on the air on Tangy Slush Wednesday. What's your flavor?
Hi, hello?
Yes.
Hi, yes. In my neighborhood, I'm from a predominantly Italian neighborhood, very Italian neighborhood, and it's in Brooklyn, and I'm a gay dude, you know, I'm gay, I'm young, I'm gay, and I'm hated by a lot of people, and it hurts. It really does bother me, and I, you know, it's good that I have an area where I can voice it out, but you know, I've gotten bottles thrown at me before, and it bothers me even talking about it.
Either way or fight, sweetie. Next caller.
You gotta go. The girls are lined up with these fallen verses.
Oh, yeah,
I got something to say for real.
Miss Kelly, call this for herself.
Okay, listen. I don't know what the hell is going on because when I started hearing the calls, I brought up the switchboard on my laptop, and there is tons of calls coming in, and they are not ballroom people.
Oh?
So
let them call in, honey. I'm having fun.
I don't know if the...
Somebody's setting this up.
No, they're actually different numbers, Cabbage, different area codes. I don't know if
Jasmine,
I can sit. I don't know if the show is actually now being broadcasted on Blog Talk's, you know, website, because when you bring up their website, it shows you different feature shows and stuff like that.
Right.
And maybe, you know, people that are surfing Blog Talk, they see, you know, this tens of chops, and they're just clicking on it, listening or whatever. I don't know if that's happening, but these people are not regular people. They're different area codes, 313s, 631s, private callers, 360s. You know, they're all different areas, and they all seem to be the same type of people.
Well, that's hot. Let them call back in.
I'm having fun, bitch. Let's do it, bitch. Let's get back.
Wait a minute. So, Jasmine, what are you trying to say?
Listen. What we do need to do is really listen, because, like, that one could have been really gay, and we just kicked him off real fast, and he could have been.
But he was playing.
We don't know that.
He lives in Brooklyn. He's Italian, and they beat him?
They
did. What I'm saying is it's probably hit
their website, meaning that maybe because it, you know, it has so many callers or whatever, maybe it became one of the featured shows where people can actually go on there and see what's going on and listen to people's shows as they're live. I don't know, but I never seen calls like this before.
Me neither, because I was gagging at 6-7 people saying what they're calling voices.
Hold on, Andre. They said you need to fix your phone. It's muffled.
Okay, I think I still fixed it.
Did you
drop it? Is it muffled still?
Yeah, it's still muffled.
Okay, hold on.
Is it fixed yet?
Yeah,
much better. I know.
Okay, cool.
Let's go.
Switchboard, next caller, but not Gay Tay. We'll speak to her on Saturday.
Oh, shit.
Private caller, you're on the air on Tandy.
Hey.
The flavor.
How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, you're a young lady there. Can you answer a question for me? I'm up in Canada.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I'm with my girlfriend, Kay. And she's in the other room right now on her laptop listening to your show.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. She went in and took a piss. Why can't you girls put the seat back in the upright position?
Oh.
Oh.
I swear I'm going to Chris Brown her. I am going to
slap the piss out of her mouth. Now that was funny. I'm going to Chris Brown her bitch.
The radio station. I'm telling you, they are playing. Everybody got that new program where they're changing the phone numbers.
That's you.
3602. Excuse me, 3602.
Hello?
You on the air on What the Fuck? I mean, you on the air on Tangy Slush Wednesday. What's your flavor?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, hello.
I'm just going to go ahead and let you know that being a faggot is a fucking crime. You people just make me sick.
And yeah, would you make us sick too, you bite bricks eating bitch?
Mister,
what are you?
Why
are you
going to suck? Why don't you go suck
hey, man, let's handle this right way.
Why don't you go
where are you?
Dingalingalinga. My dingalingalinga.
Wait, don't read her. Wait.
Kelly, no, don't do that.
Let's talk to him.
What happened? Why are you so angry? Yeah, why are you so angry?
Hold on. Private caller, you're on the air on Tangy Slush Wednesday. What's your flavor?
Hello?
Private caller?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yo.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hello?
Yo, my flavor is Pina Colada.
Ooh.
Okay, so what's your tea?
Hello? Oh, he's gone. 718-317. You're on the air on Tangy Slush Wednesday. What's
this
your
is
flavor?
Repeat number.
How you doing, baby?
What's up? Ooh.
What's going on? How's your show? What's going on in the show? A lot of crazy people been calling.
Yeah, we have been getting that lately tonight.
Yeah, what's this show all about, like, seriously, on the real?
Is this your first time listening?
This? Yes.
Oh, okay. It's a show, and the name of the show is called Tins of Chops. It's with the
We do with gay issues.
How did you find out about the show?
I went on to Blog TV, Blog Talk Radio, and it says on air, and you look at, like, the shows, you know, from what time they start, like 1:30, 2:30, stuff like that, and you get to pick, you get to choose, you know, you kind of click it and you find out.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, our show is called Tins of Chops. It's a gay show with the faggot himself, the icon, blonde queen, Andre Mizrahi, myself, the legendary transsexual mother, Kelly Mizrahi,
and
the transsexual overseer of the House of Evisu, Jennifer Evisu, and our special guest, faggot himself, Cabbage Ebony.
Hi, how are you doing?
She's a gay male with her sex changed.
Oh, okay. So like a tranny.
Yeah.
A tranny without, but she dresses like a boy, but she is a vagina.
Soft top.
Have you ever dealt with a tranny before, baby?
No, I never. Never.
Would you like to deal with a tranny?
Sometimes I kind of think about it, but I don't really know. You know, sometimes I saw this one girl, and she was, like, crazy, but she did have a you know, she had one of those things. So I was kind of like, it was really big. That's why I was kind of afraid. So.
Where did you say it?
Because I'm small. I'm only 5'6". I'm not that big.
Well, we're here Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday every night from 11 to 1. Sometime we be here until 1:32.
Okay. Well,
that's
my name's Adrian.
So
next time when I call in. Yeah, I definitely will. Next time when I call in, my name's Adrian, just so you guys know.
Okay.
Okay, Adrian. Thank you for tuning in, Adrian.
Have a good night.
Okay, thank you, Adrian. Yes.
For the right price, you can satisfy your
Jennifer
glitch. Yes.
And for the right price, my girlfriend was
Kelly.
Wait, hold on, Cabbage. You gotta get the right. For the right price, my girlfriend would satisfy your quench in your mouth. How you doing?
Honey, that's what you're promoting now.
How you doing, honey? And you know. Okay, Switchboard, do we have any more callers? Also, the children are going on air, and they're seeing that we're up online.
We're on air now, yeah. Probably
and they just get on.
Yeah.
Here we go. We have another caller. This is one of the callers that called before. 360-320.
Oh,
you're
Lord.
On the air on Tangy/Wednesday. What's your flavor, baby?
I'm just going to go ahead and white knight here, and I'm going to let you know who's been trolling you. Go to www.blogtv.com/people/loners, and he sent all of his people over to troll you.
So, oh, they're sending you. Y'all are all white, and y'all are going to Hunts Point. Good luck.
Oh, no, can you please repeat that website again so our webmaster can get in?
www.blogtv.com/people/woners. Woners is spelled W-H-O-N-E-R-S.
W-H-O-N-E-R-S.
Oh, okay.
And what kind of website is that?
It's a streaming website where people can stream and let them, or basically stream and have their own shows, and he just sent like 100 people over to troll you. That's why you had so many calls.
Oh, okay.
To listen, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Call in again. Well, baby, screen on, honey. Let's do
more than million. Send 300 next time.
Well, hold on. Let's give them a topic to talk about, honey. Let's go back to our original topic, honey. It's definitely Tangy/Wednesday, honey. And we're here talking about big cocks and who likes to suck big cocks, honey. And baby,
we wasn't even talking about big cocks. We were talking about who swallows. Ew, swallows is nasty.
We were talking about who catches.
Catch. I'm gonna show y'all how y'all really do it. Whoever's listening, 1428 Fulton Street this Saturday at 6 p.m. at the collection floor. If you want to come, the price is $30. You can see all the transies, gays, lesbians, bisexuals, trisexuals, voguing talent, face children, runway children. Everyone across the whole gay universe will be in the building. So come in peace and bring your $30.
If you're planning on having a tranny that night, go to the ATM and get 1,000 or better.
Yes.
And safe sex is always good. Bring condoms.
Yes, and all my trannies do practice safe sex. So if you definitely come into 1428 Fulton Street, definitely make sure you bring 150 for the half, 200 for the hour.
Throw it out. Yeah, why not?
Wait, hold on. If you need more information on the ball itself, the event, go to www.myspace.com/Jasmine's Collections, Jasmine's Collections, Collections, and you can find out all the information on the event. For all you people that are listening and you have never been to an event like this or heard people talk the way you hear them talk now.
Yes. And all my girlfriends,
hot, horny, hung tranny, you hit a mother.
All my girls definitely do take 150 for the half, 200 for the hours, and all my girls are definitely. And all my girls are definitely fully functional. How you doing?
At 6:05, there'll be a lot of people outside that you may be able to party with.
Yes, honey.
Morning.
My girls definitely do party, honey. Do we have any other callers, honey? Let's see what's going on, honey.
If you have IM, MotherEvisu2006@yahoo.com.
Y'all are mentally disturbed.
M-O-T-H-E-R.
Yeah, honey, this radio is not for y'all to be selling shit, honey.
Hold on.
2006.
Okay. She still got it in.
That shit ain't funny.
So, private caller, you're on the air on Tangy Slush Wednesday. What's your flavor, private caller?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
I can hear you.
Hey, Miss March 89 is a fat, ugly whore who works at McDonald's. I find that
oh, shit. You said it's an ugly whore that works at McDonald's.
Miss March 89.
Bitch. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Which McDonald's she working?
Hold on, y'all. 3137.
Oh, wait. Here's the last call we just had in 08. I think
313-743, you're on the air.
Huh? We're doing one. We're supposed to have it November 14th.
Okay, switch one, please, not Gay Tay.
That's Gay Tay, yeah. Gay Tay be making her way.
908-397, you're on the air on
Saturday. That's Atlantic City.
What's your flavor?
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Andre. Hey, Jasmine. Hey, Cabbage.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. I just really want to say I love the shit out of Cabbage. Cabbage is one of the realest bitches I know. I really look up to her. That's one.
Who is this?
This is, you remember me. I'm Bandy. Rodney introduced you to me at Bones Ball. I had the black and gold on.
How you doing?
Hey, but anyway, I just had two questions. Well, one was more of a comment. What do y'all think about the new Revlon's coming back out? The new reinvention, quote unquote, of the Revlon. And
Revlon is definitely one of them names that got so much talent they just was basically in the house and didn't come out. I think if they come full force, they will be one to reckon with.
Okay. And what about you, Kelly?
I definitely do see that. You know, they was on vacation on hiatus for a minute, but now they're back. I see it.
All right, thank you. That was one, and the second one is for this 5,000, is this open all the female figures?
Yeah, all female figures. Anybody with a dress on?
Okay. Well, I'll be there in the building with my bone snatch and my China bang.
That's what you got to do.
Okay. We're
about to be in it to win it.
Let's clarify one thing. You have to be a known female figure.
Performer.
I'm
like
very known. They call me Shania Ebony.
Okay. Well, then you're good. But for all the other people that
I guess she won't be there.
Putting a wig on for the first time or whatever, you can't do it.
All right. Thank you. That's all.
You're welcome.
Please don't hang up on me. I want to listen.
Okay.
But
y'all
I tell you,
night.
The new people that they so have been sending to the show, now they're in the chat rooms, honey.
Live.
They in the chat room, honey. They talking. I never seen some of these names in the chat room before.
That's hot.
That's over. Okay, switchboard. Do we have any more callers?
Now it's going to go into the politically correct thing.
773-530. You're on the air on Tangy Slush Wednesday. What's your flavor, Carla?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to say what's up to Jennifer, my sister. What's up, Kelly? What's up, Andre?
What's up?
Evie Stack. Hey, brother.
Good.
What you doing? Hello?
Who screams like that? Cabbage?
No, that was not me.
That was Cabbage.
I know Cabbage scream.
That was Cabbage, honey. Cabbage, it's time to wrap it up. We only got 2 minutes left. So, Cabbage, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everybody, and I hope to see you on Saturday.
Okay. Jenny, say goodnight to the girls.
TTYL, see you guys on Saturday.
Bye.
Okay. I'm the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi, all the way from New York City, honey. I just want to give a big shout-out to all our new listeners that's been listening online and that has joined us in the chat room. If you definitely want to definitely get a recap of what we're going to do this weekend, or you definitely want to be a part of what we are doing this weekend, you can definitely see us at 1428 Fulton Street in Brooklyn, New York. Showtime is at 6 o'clock. We will definitely be in the building. But if you can't make it there to the venue, you could definitely be back here Monday night on the recap show at 11 p.m. We would definitely recap the whole weekend. I'm the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi. Wrap it up when you get to New York City, if you take somebody back to your hotel room and have safe sex. Andre, take it away, chap.
I thank everybody for listening, and I do think the same like he say, this new crowd of people, I don't know where y'all came from, but keep coming. We love y'all, too. We love the ones that don't agree, and we love the ones that do agree. So call back in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye, and we'll see you next week.